Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down.
Sure, I got a couple people on here tonight because I got to make sure I got to run out for a little bit and come back to the phone. And we got a few things going on. Talk about this weekend, what happened. I feel sorry for everybody, the guys that got their times out there that, you know, I don't know the whole thing, so I can't really say anything about how it came out on the time. I know I had it happen to me one day at Englishtown, and I know a lot of people can say the same thing, that sometimes you go down the track and somebody made a mistake, or whatever they did, and forgot to turn the clock off, turn the timers off, and they flashed their time up. There's a lot of people that happened to. So I'm not going to bash nobody, and I'm not going to let you bash nobody either until you find out everything. Now, when we get down to the bottom of it, know who, what, whatever said, whatever, what did what. But before you jump the gun and say something, I'm just going to say this here straight out like this here. Larry T, Noah did, Fred Wheatley, 410 Grudge Dreams had nothing to do with it. If whatever happened up in the track. So don't try to take it out on none of them, which I see everybody's always going to say something, but you're at the mercy of that track. It's not, I can see if it'll say, if you want to turn around and say it happened at Larry's track and he did it, then you say, okay, now you can go ahead and blame Larry or say something like that. But you can't say anything until you know for a fact. You know, everybody's speculating and this and that and trying to jump the gun or trying to be somebody to voice their opinion. But you know what? Before you voice your opinion and say the wrong thing and say something bad on somebody, make sure you know what you're talking about. I feel sorry for them, and I'm not going to kid you. I apologize for them guys, man. I feel sorry that it happened. I didn't like to see nothing like that happen, especially with all the good racing going on that was going. They did everything impossible that they can do. When I tell you everything possible, let me just tell you this about this, and I'm going to tell you straight out. They didn't have to get Bradshaw. They didn't have to do none of that. I was like, he ended up getting on the phone when Bradshaw called him, and he talked about it. They didn't have to use Bradshaw prep. They could have used the MRI prep. They went out that part, and they took it out and found themselves to go ahead and spend the money, extra money. Go out there, spend the extra money, go pick up the glue also. And a lot of people looking at certain other things don't even realize half of the stuff, what they had to do to go do whatever they tried to do the best they could do. So I see a lot of stuff that happened that they did that I know more than what a lot of people know. Sometimes they think they know, and I know it, but we want answers and all this here shit. You know what I mean? You know what? I would like to hear the answers too, but I'm not going to turn around and jump the gun until I make sure I hear it. And I'll be the first one to have it on the show for next week, so you can be able to hear it firsthand. So if you think you're going to come over here and do something and profile or jump and act and stupid, you know what? I'm sorry. This ain't the show for you tonight. I'm just going to be real about it. And I feel sorry for all those guys that did it, man. I like to see all those races that went down, the class races that went down. It was good to see everybody and had fun with a lot of people got to see. But all in all, I hate to say it, I mean, every track done had something happen, a mishap. And it's a shame that it happens, but, you know, things happen, and all you can do is they can say sorry. And I'm telling you from their point, from what they're saying, you don't think that they're not feeling bad over there, because they are really feeling bad. And I'm just being real with that. I'm not saying not even the track. I'm saying as of Larry T, as of Fred Wheatley crew, you know, me, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. If you don't think that stuff hits, that hits hard. I mean, I know I'm not really a class guy. I'm not really, and I'm going to tell you straight out, I'm not a class guy. And they know it. Everybody knows it. I really don't go into the no-time classroom because I feel that, to me, it's not really grudge racing. It's like basically running off a certain money from some of the promoters. And that's what I'm just saying. And if you want to go even further with it, as I can tell you more about the stuff that you can imagine how much, even though they said they're going to put five on the part, they said they did it, and they did it. Whether they didn't put their half of it up, it is what it is. They did what they said they're going to do, and they did it. Now, you can ask your own guys that raced. You can ask any one of the guys that races that did there. Did they get what they said they were supposed to get? Yes, they did. Every last one. So by them going all on beyond, and now don't fool yourself about this class thing, and let me just say something right now, because they get more money than whether it is. And you're going to go look for your damn self and tell me. I don't care. Yellow Bullet ain't paid that much for the race. Dutch Race ain't paying that much for that race like that, what they did. So before you go jumping the gun and doing this here, remember what you had and how many other people are turning around and trying to take it from you. So that being said, because they don't want that to happen. They don't want it to grow. But you're getting more and more and more, and that's not, and let me just say this, that's with no sponsors. So imagine what would have been if they had a sponsor and how much money you could have really got. No sponsors done, and they made sure that race came down with those big bucks. So all that stuff can go out the window. I already heard a couple things from a few people, and they just want to be voicing, and some people don't know what the hell they're talking about. And I'm going to say how it is, and I don't care how you don't like it, it is what it is. But I'm not going to turn around until we know for a fact the true facts. Don't bother. Wait until you know for a fact what the hell real thing happened. That's all. I'm just saying just like it is. So don't blame none of those guys. Make sure you find out stuff first. And I'll open up the mic because it was a lot of good racing. Congratulations to all the winners. You know, congratulations to Ricky Fox. You know, he did his thing. You know, I don't care what nobody say. Whether you don't like him or not, he did his shit. He came prepared. He won. a lot of the guys that went and just stepped in the paint. Congratulations to them going in the paint. You know, I didn't get to watch all the class racing. I didn't get to do it. But I'm happy to say that those guys went out there, and that for one time you bring them in. The Illuminati race, you know, hey, you guys can say what you want to say, but everybody knows Illuminati's car wasn't right. Something wasn't right. And he couldn't come out there, and he couldn't answer the bell. But guess what? He paid his deposit. He didn't cry about it. He paid his deposit. So all that other stuff that you guys, before you go jumping the gun and going saying something about a lot of these guys, just know that they did try to make it in the paint. Just know everybody tried to give their best to make the best show they could have. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics, and it is what it is. You know, everybody's going to be whatever, and if you don't like what I say, you know, it is what it is. I got nothing. I ain't got nothing, no problem at all telling you how it is, how I feel. It don't matter to me. It is right is right and wrong is wrong. So I'm going to open up this first mic, 757-9032. Your mic is open. 757-9032. Your mic is open.
Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
How you doing, man? How you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Can't complain.
Yeah,
hang in,
man.
It's show enough, man. I was just listening. I knew I was going to call in. I knew it was going to be entertaining tonight. You know what I'm saying? All the craziness going on, all the controversy. I just want to say you right, man. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can really speak on it until they got their facts straight. And two things. America is built on controversy and money. Those are the only two things that make this America go round and round and round with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I hate it for all them guys because you got to think. They got 80 to 100 grand or whatever in their programs. And now, you know, they don't know which direction to look. You know what I'm saying? It's a bad situation, but I think we need to just stop talking about it. If we stop talking about it, it'll die down, and we'll move on to something else. That's how I really feel.
I agree 100% now. You know, and let me just say this here. I don't care whatever their things are. They shouldn't be penalized to say that they can't run in a no-time event because it was not their fault. They didn't show their time. They wasn't going to show their time, so it don't matter. They should be able to run in a no-time event, and I'm going to tell everybody, that's how I feel. They did not put their time out there. It was not them, so they should be able to go. So that being said, we'll move on, you know.
Yeah, Willie Jr. had Willie Dog had commented on one of the posts and said that due to the situation, that doesn't ban them from, you know, shootouts and whatever the case they may do. No time wise,
mm-hmm.
Period. You know what I'm saying? That's Grudge Inc. So,
yep.
I feel like, you know what I mean? They shouldn't be penalized. And another thing, everybody didn't see it. People are going to be talking about it. If they did see it, I mean, you never know who's going to run their mouth, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody
true.
Didn't physically see it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So, I feel like.
And if you saw
they
it,
should,
you
they
shouldn't
be penalized.
Shouldn't
for that.
Share it. That's all to it. That's how I look at it. Don't tell nobody. You know, and it's the same way, you know, with Grudge Game. I know none of the Grudge times are shown, none of the guys that race Grudge, because they knew for a fact that those times anybody showed. So I'm not really caught up with the specifics how this was shown. So I'm not going to speak up on it until I get the facts. So I'm not going to turn around and put gasoline on fire and then something ain't right, then I can turn around and you know, make somebody else. Really looked and made them look bad. So I don't think nobody should point no finger until they know the specifics. You know, wait till you know everything.
I'm gonna say
and that's
else,
all
Joe.
To it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say something else, Joe. I realize, well, I've noticed, you know what I'm saying, like not blaming MRR, which is their fault that those numbers was leaked or whatever the case may be, but you never seen that from VMP. And I know for a fact, when you go to Custom T, you're not getting nothing. You're not getting no ticket. None of that is coming out, period. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, whether you tell
I'm gonna tell you. I'm
gonna
tell you something. Hold on before you get right now. I'm gonna tell you something at VMP what happened. And I can tell you straight out. Now I'm gonna bring you down. I ran that shakedown at back then. I forgot his name, Rodney or whatever. I forgot his name, but I ran Buster. right? And it was supposed to be no time. And I got the same, I think it was a Boogie Down or something like that they called it. Back then, this guy, he used to do a nice show, man. He used to do a VMP. And if you remember that, I ran against Buster. He's the one with the beautiful looking red 64 Nova. He's got a big body shop, really good. And guess what? We went through, and guess what happened? It flashed
the time. Like the boys lit up.
The boys lit up. It happened. I'm not going to lie to you. It happened, and, you know, I was like, whoa. Everybody came back and told me. I said, oh, come on, man. She said, yeah, you showed your time. I said, nah, I'm going to show my time. They came and they told me, oh, look, we were sorry. And what can I do? You know what I mean? It is what it is. They seen what they seen, and all I can do is just try to do something a little better. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Some of those guys that they showed times of, some people were saying they thought they were faster. I heard some stories, I know, but I'm not saying who had what. You know, just like they thought that certain people were faster than the other one, and it wasn't. So, I mean, it's a catch-22, and I hate to say it, but I'm not going to be the one that I'm not going to go around there telling the time. I'm not going to tell you. And I hope everybody that knows something will keep their mouth shut and let the people just keep running, hopefully, and run their program, run their, you know, where they're supposed to. But I hate to say it. Sometimes people like the drama and the controversy. They think it's sell. Some people want to use this here as to make something to show a negative part of a show, anything. And some people just don't like certain people. And they like to be doing it. They'll call it as hate. And that's what I'm going to tell you. You know, so it's going to be, until you find out, please wait. Everybody, please wait and see first. And I have no problem having a show open for next week and get the right thing before you say the wrong thing. So that's all I'm saying, and I hope everybody realizes that those guys are not meant to show their time, so they shouldn't be penalized, and they should be able to run any one of the no-time events. I don't care where. And I mean that. I don't care whether it's all steel, all glass, or whatever. And, you know, like, my hat's off for all those guys that went out there and won the championship, went to the finals or whatever. Those guys did their thing. And, you know, you can't tell me that not one of them can say that they didn't get paid or whatever. The promoters jerked them off for anything. They did more than what, you know, any other thing ever got. Now, let's be real. Come on now. Let's be real about you. Listen to those purses. Just listen to them. And I'm glad everybody came together. I know it's hot out. And I'm just saying straight out, the heat was terrible in the beginning. Bradshaw was still fighting with the track, trying to get it right. And nobody could get down on the first passes. Everybody will tell you on that small block shootout. And now, did they try to get down? They were trying their best. They tried to go the day before they went to VMP. But what happened? The weather was just playing the game on them. Everybody had a problem. But they still took their self and they said, we're going out there. And that was it. They went out there, and I'll say it. I'll be the first one out here to say it on here online right here. Instead of running and putting that big money out of their pocket, instead of putting up the $5,000, they put $2,500 up, right? So by all means of the track, faithful, right? You would think the promoter would turn around and say, okay, but look at this now. I'm going to give you one better. Now, they say they put 25 up, so that's 10,000. So that means that the promoter supposed to match whatever they got. But, no, did the promoter go back on their word? Did the promoter go, you know what they did? We ain't taking that 25 up. We're going to let y'all keep that 5. We're going to put that 5 on top of yours. So you tell me anybody else would have did that shit. I don't believe nobody. Not one person. But they kept it up, and they kept their promise. They didn't want to take nothing down. We're going to give you more. We're going to make sure. They were trying to give the best for everybody, and they was doing everything. So to knock something like that there, you make sure you find out first before you say anything. You know, everybody wants to be the one that got to get the – I hate to say it. You see it online. Got to be popular. Got to be politically correct. Got to be the one to be in the forefront. Got to be seen. That's all. So before you get seen, find out first, because sometimes with your mouth will hurt something more than what you know, anything else. And that's my whole thing. But I got to open up a couple more of these mics because I know a lot of guys, and it was a lot of good racing. A lot, when I say a lot of good racing, it was a lot. A lot of good money runs, and the same thing goes out, like I said. And I say it all the day long, and like I was with Jeff all the way, whether win or lose, I was going to bet with him, regardless, right? I'm going to tell you straight out. But one thing about it, I could tell you straight out, I could tell you Illuminati's car wasn't right. And you can tell Illuminati's car, but everybody wants to jump on the guy like he didn't do the right thing, like he didn't run. Well, if your car ain't running right, what are you going to go out there for with some race of money? That's how I look at it. You going to go out there and give it away, and you'd rather pay that punk out than turn around and give up the big bucks, right? That's how I look at it. So don't go up there crying. I mean, everybody always wants to tell you, she should have went. He should have did this. If the man's car ain't going nowhere near what it used to go, he ain't going to go out there. And I don't blame him. I pay the punk out, be done with it. Ain't nothing wrong. But just to satisfy everybody else, everybody wants it. Nobody's putting that money up. Nobody's putting their money up what he did. So my hat's off to him. Thanks for coming out there and trying to do the show. You know, Dave Thompson, and, you know, they were going to go out there. That shit wasn't running right, and that's all to it. So all it is what it is. Brian Epps came out there. He was trying his best. One thing about it, you can say what you want to say about Brian Epps, and I'll say it straight out. Everybody got all their mouth about Brian Epps, and I'm going to say it, and I don't care how nobody don't like it. But when he ran Hector, everybody thought he was going to go down there and pay the deposit. So don't tell me that this guy ain't trying to race. That's the problem with everybody else. Everybody want to talk about somebody else's program and say that this guy ain't did this, that. Yeah, he had a problem there. If he couldn't make the call, he couldn't make the call. But he damn sure was damn sure trying. He raced somebody that ain't nobody else wanted to race. And he actually won. I don't care how he won. He won. He didn't want him. So, you know, start thinking about some of the stuff that you guys say all the time. That's a sad part when the grudge on a grudge game. And you want to say hate. That's hate. Let's be real. That's the real hate. But I'm going to open up a couple more of these mics because I know a lot of people have been trying to get in here, and I want to make sure they all get through. And I know a lot of the good grudge runs went out. And hats off for, I'll tell you, a guy I met, and great guy, Growler. You know, he ran, him and Phil ran. And then, you know, everybody talking about, like, you got to put up a deposit and all that. You know what? Word of mouth is good with me. When it came over there, we got there at the track and said, who you want to hold the money? I ain't had nobody there. Ask him who I gave it to. I gave it to Mr. Bongus, and that's his brother. It didn't matter to me because I was straight-up guys, and we ain't trying to cheat each other. We were out there to have fun. We got to have fun. That's all it's about. But some of these guys want to take stuff to a different level. And, you know, my whole thing is this right now, and I'm going to say if it rains, we got to figure this stuff out. If I got locked in racing, it just started happening raining that day, and say it was due for 5 o'clock, right? And it rained at 5, or whatever, today it rained and we couldn't get off. Are you still supposed to race later on that day if it cleared up, if you got it cleared in an hour? Are you still, you know, is your DP still up, or is that a way of getting out?
Hey, Joe, I learned that from Tony Bynes. And Willie Dog. Mm-hmm. If it rains the time y'all are supposed to race, that race is completely off the table. I got like that. It rained, and then something happened on my shakedown. I couldn't run, so I paid the punk out. But I learned from Tony Bynes and Willie Dog after the fact that that race is officially over with because it was locked for a certain time. But, I mean, everybody can have their opinion, but that's the Grudge Inc. rules, the original OG rules. Says that if it rains at the time of that race, nobody lose no money. Y'all got to relock in. Both parties got to agree.
Okay, that's good to hear because I see a lot of people got out of a couple races that way. That could have been racing because we went to 1 o'clock at night. And I guess that was the easiest way to roll out of it without turning around and. You know, saying I got paid DP. So that's what I was asking. I wanted to feel everybody out on that one. And if you got to chime in, I would love to hear what you got to say about that one, everybody else about that one. The other thing I really care less about going until we make sure we know the real facts. But I'm gonna hold on, you guys, because I'm like, I got a mix, so I got like 12 mics sitting over here. I make sure I open everybody up. So I'm gonna open up this mic right now. 910-6970. Your mic is open.
Go ahead, Simon.
Okay. 910-6970. Your mic is open.
It's OG Joe. Simon wanted to get on talk.
Okay, go ahead. Let him get on. He on your line?
Simon, he's on there. Simon, go ahead.
Oh yeah. How y'all doing? How you doing, Joe Greg?
Good. How you
Hello?
Doing? How's everything? Yeah, I'm
fine.
You.
All right. Yeah, man. The race at Maryland International was real good, man. They had some good, real good side by side action. They kept the track in good shape. After it rained, they kept the track up. You know, I really enjoyed myself. And on the 27th, I'm gonna get to Gotti with that Cuda, the back tie and the brake to the eighth. And OG Bobby going to get to 8-ball. We're going to redeem ourselves from the 30th with down there at Custom Tea.
Okay. No, that's
so
good.
That's
good to hear.
That's all I want to say, Joe Greg. You got it. If
okay.
You're listening, your ass belonged to me on the 27th.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. So Bobby, so y'all ready to go down on the 27th?
We was ready to go the 30th, but somebody got scared. So it is what it is.
Come on, man. Come on now.
We was ready to
go.
Put
a name on it.
You
got scared.
Gordo got scared. The first thing out of his mouth, I want my DP over 2 or 3 minutes. When the DP man had my money already in his hand. My car was already in the lanes already. And we didn't even know how much money he had. He never told how much fire he had up. We had 12-5. So who tell me who's scared? Over 2 minutes, 3 minutes, we travel 5 hours to come down there just to give up the DP? Man, hell no.
We damn sure was going to race.
Hey, OG, so you paid the DP to Gordo?
Yeah, because he cried the first thing out of his mouth. He said, I want my DP. I want my DP. We was walking from the pit where we was at over to the staging lane. Steph had 3 bodyguards with him, had my money in his hand. We were all walking together going back to the staging lane. My car was already in the staging lane. My man pulled the car over the staging lane. And as soon as we get to the staging lane, Gordon comes running over there, tapping his finger on his shoulder, talking about, I want my DP. They 2 minutes late. We walking over there with the DP, man. He got the money in my hand.
That's bullshit, bro. I mean, if he wasn't there at that specific time, I guess he can take that, but that's some bullshit on Gordo's part, man. I got to reach out to him about that one. I don't like that.
My car was already over there at 455 or 4-something, and I don't know if Mark Reddick's listening, because Mark Reddick kind of stood in my defense. Me and him don't see eye to eye, but thanks for Mark for standing up for me. He said my car was already in the lane. Before going to call that bullshit timeout, or what are they going to call it?
Who was the DP man?
Steph.
Well, if your car was there and he saw your car there, he shouldn't have paid no DP.
That's what we all said. And then, like I said, Gordo never sold his pot or anything. We don't even know how much money he had. If he had any money at all.
Now, Bobby, in defense of everything else, saying something, they tried to tell me that Silverhawk had said to pay it. That's what I'm telling you what I heard.
He did say pay the money after all the shit was going on, after we arguing about the time shit. He did say pay the money.
Oh, okay.
But even though We lost the deposit, so he said we wasn't in the lane on time. So he won that $1,000 because he could have got 12-5. So he just did us a motherfucking favor. That's all.
Now, you and 8-Ball is going to be on the 27th, all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And we ain't paying his motherfucking defense.
You saw the little post I put up my car in the second. People thought my car
now,
was
the tell them how that race go. How that race goes down.
I get the break.
Oh, damn.
Juice to juice.
Huh?
Juice to juice. Get... OG Body gets the break. OG Body drive his car to the 8 mile.
Okay, okay. And you get the break.
Small block, stop block, big block, just, he let me turn, he turned me loose.
Okay.
Did you just do that?
Yeah, well, they gambling on that one.
On that day, whoever liked that truck, just come over there to our where we be locked in at. Wherever we park there, whoever liked the truck, just come over there and see it.
Uh-huh.
Whoever liked the truck.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there, you know. I'm going to definitely be out there. I definitely should be a good one over there. If anybody knows. And I'm actually trying to stop my son from painting the truck so we can go out there. We want to go out there and have a good time too. So I want to stop my older son from painting the truck so we can go out there and play around and have some fun too. Whether win or lose, we going out there. I'm actually going to call up Avon. Well, Avon, if you're listening, later on, me and you got to talk. We can run that Malibu that day. We'd like to try that Malibu. The one you guys got the small block on it, you asked me to run. You guys want to run, so we'll try it. We'll go out there. Whether win or lose, we going. We'll have some fun with you. But hold on a second, you guys. I got to open up a couple more of these mics. I gotta make sure I got Fat Albert on the phone with me. 571-4080, your mic is open.
Yeah, Joe, what's going on? What happened to everybody?
All right, how you doing, Fat Albert?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. That question that you asked, Joe, if it rains at 5 o'clock, if you got a race locked in at 5, and this is me, the way I handle my race, if you got a race locked in at 5 and it rains, the track cuts it off, tell everybody, hey, we got to stop because it's raining, your race is no longer locked.
Okay.
Because y'all negotiated at a certain time. If that time is gone and passed because of whatever, that's why some guys don't pay DPs until the last minute. They know they broke, but technically you don't have to pay it until your time. And they might be hoping for rain or something that it will cause the time to go by, then the race is null and void. So that was the answer to your question. I just wanted to go and tell you that.
All right, that sounds good. I forgot the name, Growler, the Nova, when we ran, was going to run.
Right.
You know, we waited, it rained, and suddenly we had a time, but Marcus came to me and said, well, they waiting on you. And I said, well, you know, I thought they said going to run the Malibu first, but if they're going to run, we're going to run. It's no big deal. And he said, yeah,
right.
we good about it. We good sportsmen. We ain't trying to take nobody money. We both trying to. So we said, hell with it. We going out there.
If both of y'all agree to look, when the track drive, we'll go out there, then that's cool. But if one say, no, it didn't happen when we
were
supposed to.
One say no, then it's no race.
Then it's no race. Yeah. But if both of y'all say, look, after they drive the track, let's go on out there. And both of y'all say, okay, then the race still good. But both of y'all have to agree on it, yeah.
Gotcha. That sound right. So the same way, same token now, with OG Bobby, if he come in the lane, even though he was 1 minute, they say, there ain't nothing you can do, right?
By law, this is how I do my races. I give everybody a leeway of at least 5 to 6 or 7 minutes because everybody's watch is different. Ain't nobody's watch the exact same time. So I give you a little leeway to get to the lane. But 2 minutes, technically, Gordo had every right to take it, but I wouldn't have paid it as a DP, man. I like, 2 minutes, nah. get a man a few more minutes. Like when Antoine and Hassan, Antoine was in the lane, Hassan won't there. But the race was supposed to be at 2 o'clock. I guess, well, Antoine, before I give you this DP money, I'm going to give him 5 minutes. 5 minutes came, I'm gone by, I gave Antoine his money. So, but, you know, mm-hmm. if you really want to be technical, yes, he can take it. But there's also, I look at the DP man can call. He goes, look, the man, it's only 2 minutes, give him a minute to get here. But, you know, I always give him at least 5 minutes because everybody watching ain't the same. So that's mm-hmm. how I do it.
Okay, sound good. Yeah, I know there's a lot of good action that's going to be at Gordo's race, so I see it already, and it's going to be good. So if anybody, Maple Grove will be the thing, come on the Nationals, you know, they're going to have that thing going on. So, like you said, they're going to be spicy.
And I just got a text,
it'll be good.
And I'm going to read it verbatim. It said,
mm-hmm.
tell them fuck that car, we're going to get that part up for OG Bobby and 8-Ball. I'm just reading the text. Don't shoot the messenger. I read it verbatim. They said they gonna get
well,
the pot up.
Who whoever sent you that text? Whoever sent that text, tell me we could double the pot to 10.
Oh.
Hey, tell them that we could double that pot to 10.
They listening? Cause they texted to me. I think. Oh wait a minute, buddy. I just got the text. Hey, why don't you just get on the show? But let me see what it and put my glasses on. It says, that ain't no problem either. Bet the same money when he run me. Bet the same money when he run me. I don't know what that means. But that's what he just said.
Put a name on it, Fat Albert.
That bad mouth crew.
Oh, man, please.
Which one of the bad mouth crew?
ODB.
Antoine. Hey, Antoine, make my Cash App ring. Fat Albert, tell him
yeah.
Trick Bag. Tell him Trick Bag. you know what happens. You know what happened with all this week, right?
They said I was in trick bag last week.
Mm-hmm. And the bag was wet at the bottom, man. And it fell through. Money fell all in my hand. I'm going to put a name on it right now. One of the bad mouth crews decided to give me 5s, 10s, and 1s.
Mm.
When they paid me. They were giving me 5s and 10s. I mean, they were giving me small bills. That was Marcus Wongers. Come on here, Marcus, and defend yourself.
Bobby, they said you were dead, man. I don't know why you're not on the show. They listening.
They'll be there somewhere. I'm going to open up some of these mics and get hold to them. But I met some Marcus and them. And Antoine and them, but regardless, we race each other, we talk shit, but it's all play fun and everything, but we gamble against each other every time. Now, right. He told somebody on the show, on Pro Stock Joe's show, we 2-2. Marcus, we ain't 2-2. I mean, Antoine, we ain't 2-2. We 3-2.
What are y'all?
See, y'all 1-2. So y'all behind right now, so... And we already said we're gonna do something again. We already said it. We're gonna try it. We're gonna go out there. We're gonna try growl again. We already said we're gonna do something with them, and we'll see. I'm not sure exactly which one. I think they want to run me with the green car, so I'm gonna try to growl a heads up with the green car. That's how I'm gonna do it. We got something with them for Phil's car, but I'm gonna take the green car to small block and run the big block heads up. So.
Right.
Hey. That should happen. I think if everything work out, I got to wait until tomorrow. I know JT got my transmission. I got to see when he's going to be ready. And if it's ready in Labor Day, I'm going to try him on Labor Day. If not, we'll go whatever. Another day, they tell me what day, and we're going to meet up. We do what we got to do. So, but Hold on 1 second, Fat Albert, because I'm going to make sure I open this mic. Hey, Fat Albert, I'm going to probably need you for a little bit on here, a little bit whole morning, because I got to run down to this place by the doctor just to mess around and get my results on my blood, my lab work, and then. But I'm going to leave the mic open so everybody can keep talking. All right.
Okay. Nope.
Let me make sure I open this mic up right here. And I got to also say to James, have a happy birthday, because he was a birthday boy there. You know, James, he's a great man. He liked grudge racing, so happy birthday. I'm going to open up this mic, 410-2045. Your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody. Pop Wongers. How everybody doing?
How you doing now, Mr. Wongers? I'll bring that cookie there next week.
I'm still trying to digest
this
cookie. I'm still trying to digest that cookie. Hey, Fat Albert.
How you doing?
What's happening with you?
What's going on, buddy? Nothing, just sitting here laying in the bed.
Hey, Fat Albert, this joker gonna have a cookie in the steps, but didn't have a cookie. What do you think about that?
I love that.
I asked him what a cookie was. Guess what, Fat Albert? He said, I ain't got no cookie. Me and Pop Miles was gonna split that cookie, man. We were hungry. But look, man, anyways, I want to say congratulations to Phil, Long Island. We had a good time. Well, you put us in the trick bag.
I will tell you, like, this has got us. I know the car, that car runs good, and I know y'all had a problem, you know, when he staged in, and that's all. I called it. I told Phil. I said, pressure's on him over there. I said, you know, you might not be as fast. I'm going to tell you exactly what I told him. I said, he going to get excited. Trust me. And, man, let me tell you something. Now, normally he don't never burn through the starting line, do he?
Nope.
And I seen it. When he did that, you seen when I went open the door, but I went back, and that's what I told Phil. He excited. Don't worry about it. Just stay and do your thing. He going to do something crazy. Don't worry. That's why I closed the door. Come back. Just relax. You'll be all right.
Hey, Joe, you executed that perfect.
That was
I'm going to call you on the back lines and give you my scenario on that. It ain't for everybody's ears. But you executed that perfect.
Yeah,
because
I'm not going to lie to you, because I seen that. I said, uh-oh. He did a killer burnout through. I said, oh, shoot. He ain't never did that before.
You know, he never
getting
did
excited.
That. Let me say this, Joe, and then I'm going to get out of the way, buddy. I got to go along with you on I think it's kind of crazy when it comes to the DPs. I mean, I get it if you've got a personal issue with people or with the person that your opponent, and if you hold them accountable if they're not on time and all that. But, you know, just like you know, you got to the track late. My man made a shakedown. Technically, we lost because it was supposed to be off the trailer. You didn't give us no you didn't give us no grief about that. You know what I mean?
To both parties. Right, right. You're right, Doug. You're right.
Yes. And at the end of the day, we still got the race off. You know what I mean? You wanted the race. He wanted the race. My opinion is somebody to take money like that, they really didn't want to race, or it's personal. You know what I mean? I get it. Sometimes people got bigger issues than what it is other than racing, and it's personal, and then they want to get in your pockets any way they can, even if it means getting out of the race and taking your money on a DP. But that ain't really the way I want to get down, racer-wise, or I don't want to get in anybody's pocket like that. We get it all figured out.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, we'll do something again. I mean, it's all fun and games with me. You know how we are. I don't care. We bet, and like, you know, nobody bet with us, you know. I mean, everybody was betting with the Nova, you know. It is what it is. We said we're going to run, we're going to run. I'm not going to listen to somebody else tell me don't do this and don't do that. You know, I got a lot of people try to text you, man, leave that thing alone, man. It is what it is. If I think I can win, I'm going out there. A lot of people need to do the same, you know, and be real about it. Like when some old time came up and everybody said, man, I thought they were faster than that. I'm just going to tell you right off the bat. A lot of people put some cars that time got shown up. They thought they were faster than that. And they were like, wow, that's it? Oh, hey.
Well,
you know, it is
like
what it is. Sometimes you got to use your own judgment. That's all.
You got to use your own judgment. And then once people see you race them, then they open up other races. You know what I mean? They just, you know, they scared to go out there and be the guinea pig. But look, I'm gonna get out of the way. Everybody have a good evening and all that good stuff.
All right,
as far as the show,
okay.
As far as the show, I enjoyed the show. As far as the shootouts and all that good stuff, I was glad they got that stuff off and got it out of the way. However, I will say the lanes was a clusterfuck, and I wish we had got more grudge races off. But other than that, it was a great show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
All
Close my mic. I'm going back and listening.
All right. Okay. Take care, Dava.
All right, man. We'll see you.
All
hey,
right. Let me make
hey, OG Bobby still up here?
Yeah, OG Bobby's
OG
still
Bobby.
Up.
Hey, well, I called Gordo on my other phone. Gordo said some bullshit about that punk out. I don't agree with that, but he said if you want to race this Saturday, lock in $10,000, the whole pot, and he'll run you Saturday, no matter where it's at. That's what he said.
Who is this talking?
This sure enough, I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? I called him on your behalf because I'm like, yo, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If his car was in the lane and he was walking up, or whatever the case may be, 5, 10, 15 minutes, that ain't nothing to take no punk out money behind. You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit.
Right.
So,
right.
Obviously, it's kind of personal. I don't know y'all relationship or nothing like that, but he said at the end of the day, he'll run you this Saturday because he can't race you at his event. He'll run you this Saturday anywhere you want to race at.
Why can't he race him at his event, though? I mean, why would you not race at your event? It don't matter.
He said something about
there's
he
wrong
too
with
much
that.
Going on and all of that.
Oh, he got
he
some other
what?
Stuff. Okay, okay. No, I understand. Okay. No,
he
that's
said,
something different. But anybody can race at their own event. I mean, a lot of people do it, you know what I mean? But either way, they're going to be some good racing over there. Hold on a second, Phil. You going to be able to make it for Gordo's event? Huh? That's the 27th. That's that Saturday. Okay, so
he ain't going to paint
his car. So Gordo, we're going to go to Gordo's event, and I guess Cookie Monster going to be there. I've been running, ripping, and rapping. I'm not going to lie to you. If anybody has seen the last 5 weeks going on, we've been everywhere. We've been all over. We've been trying to support everybody, you know, and that's what it's supposed to be about, supporting each other, whether I come out through Sammy's, whether I go to Gordo's, whether I go to Fred's, I went all the way out of Custis, you know, everything. But I know this week, I don't know who's got their event this week, but this week I can't make it because, like I told them, that's my anniversary week. I can't do what I got to do with my wife, and that's it. But, now, like I said, I didn't want to be. It ain't fair for me to go. Gordo come to my event and I can't make it to his, and my stuff ain't really ready right now. So basically, I asked Phil, can I make him take his car to Gordo's? So I will have it there. And if that Malibu wants to race, Avon, will hit me up and we'll get something locked in. If you guys are coming up, we'll do it then. So I'll make sure we're going at Gordo's, you know, to make his good event. So that being said, I ain't got nothing against none of them. They all have a good time. It's about having grudge racing, man, without arguing. I hate to say it. I have that bickering and got to say something bad about somebody. And there's so much bullshit going on in the back lines. It's sad. You know, I hear it all the time. Everybody hears it, you know. This one don't come to here, this one. Man, go with that crap, you know? Well, I ain't going to go there, man. And then when people go to you and then you don't come to them, and, you know, I can't make it all, but I'm damn sure going to try. And I'm not going to lie to you. Boy, this has been a rough month, man. I'm riding all the way back home and riding down, but, you know, it was well worth it, having fun with it. So we're going to get down there, and I just got to make sure that, like I said, I just have to fill now. He was headed out to work. And so, you know, he gets off in the morning, he'll be asleep, I get him in the car, he gets in sleep, go to sleep, and I go to driving, and that's how we do it. We make it to the events. That's how we've been making it lately. I know it's rough on him, but I let him go take a shower and go to sleep in the truck while I'm riding. But that event, we will be there. So I was a little worried that we were going to make it there, because if he started to paint on it, we wouldn't have made it, so no need in painting it. We're going to wait after that, and then we'll come. So I can't wait. Should be exciting. I ain't been in Maple Grove in so long. It's going to be pretty interesting. I'm glad to see something come back towards this way, too. And I think a lot of people should be happy, too, that Gordo's actually trying to bring something back towards this way, and that's good. Nice premiere track, too. So hold on a second, you guys. Let me just make sure I open up a couple more of these mics because I know they're going. 704-6149, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, James? Hanging in there. How about you?
I've just been out here, you know, working. I'm working.
All right. You getting ready for 10-5 Drew in October?
I'm already ready for 10-5 Drew.
Y'all locked it. You look. Y'all locked it a long. That's a pretty damn long time.
Hey, it is what it is.
Okay. Glad to hear that one. Yeah. You missed a good one though, James. I ain't gonna lie. It was a good show. Good racing going on. It was good. I gotta say.
I mean, I saw some of the live feeds, but you know. I just couldn't make it.
Yeah. I meant to tell Pop, shoot, he was supposed to go by the concession stand. My wife and them was cooking by the concession stand. So that's what they was going with the fish, the collard greens, the rice, and the salad and stuff like that. It was free. Everybody, you know, it was no sale. Everything was free. So.
Man, I feel bad for the guys that got their time shown, though, but.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it now.
Yeah, you know, hey, it happened in Orangeburg. It happened everywhere. Go call out some of the tracks and see if it ever happened. They'll tell you. It doesn't happen. Hey, this happened not that long ago at the House of Hook. Let's be real.
Well, it happened in Tronberg.
I remember that.
He made a pass. It showed his time.
You know,
it happened twice now.
Yeah.
You know, last year
at
BMP and this year. You know, with this situation, so you know, he don't Cordell.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen every track like Joe says.
Matter of fact, that time they slashed both timeout, right?
Right. Last year. His car
crashed up there last year. You know, I mean, everybody know that. You know, it's not like. But, you know, if some things happen, yeah, I feel sorry for them. And, you know, but like I said, I've seen the people from the track actually apologize, put something out there. But, you know, like everybody want to jump the gun and think of something else. They want to blame somebody else. You can't blame a promoter. Can't blame it. If anything, it starts towards the track thing, whatever happened there, I don't know exactly. I'm not going to point a finger until you know. And a lot of people pointing fingers for no reason already and don't know nothing. But hopefully they get down and help me, you know, fix this issue and try to get everything right. And like I said, on a promoter's standpoint, everything that they said they're going to do, guess what? Everything was taken care and done. And ain't too many places that you can turn around and say when the guys took their pot down, half of their pot on their purse, what they were paying for, and the promoter still turned around and kept that big money up into the match, the first deposit that they were supposed to put up. So the big one, they did not take half, which in most of them say, whatever you do, we'll match. And that's it. But no, they went and kept with the big one. So that being said, a lot of people, some things you don't hear. And, you know, everybody jumped the gun and don't know what they're talking about or they think they know and just taking bits and pieces and adding on what they little want to say. Find out the facts first before we turn around and jump off the roof. That's how I look
at
it.
Joe, one thing we know, it's a fact that it was put out there on their website. And another thing is a fact that there's nothing you can do about it. You can't fix it. It's done.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is, how did it, what happened, how did it go, or what was it, mistake, what was it? I mean, that's what we need to find out. I mean, you know, to make it better. Let's just be real. You know, I'll tell you right now, I was at Englishtown, and they said it was a new girl training, and she forgot to hit the button. So she flashed the time. That was all. Ain't nothing I could say. They said, sorry, you know,
man,
whatever.
It is what it is. You can't, there's nothing the track could say or do to fix the problem, because times is out.
And, you know, these guys are pointing their fingers at everybody else in the wrong thing, and they don't know. So that's the only reason why I was just saying that. But all in all, James, everything was good. Are you going to be able to make it up to Gordo's?
I'm going to try to.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I know you've been working a lot.
I'm going to try to. Definitely try to, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know,
I don't know, but
hey, don't feel bad. I ain't either. You've been running back and forth up that road, boy. Lord knows. I ain't going to say that, but oof. That one, hey, you know what takes a toll on? You got to get home on Sunday. That's what told us.
Trying to get on.
So, yeah, let me open up this mic, a couple more mics here. Hold on 1 second, you guys. Let me make sure I open up this mic. 862-3221, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing this evening?
What's going on, Tori?
I can't call. I just want to touch on a couple of things you had mentioned. As far as the time being flashed like everybody else, you know, I know everybody's pissed about that. You know, it happens to a lot of people. Like you said, it happened to different tracks and everything. It's an error. Everybody can't act like they fucking perfect. Everybody messes up in their lifetime. You know what I'm saying? So somebody used to doing something and just happened to do something different and it hit the wrong key and the next you know somebody's time pop up. I'm almost 1,000,000% sure it wasn't intentional. You know what I'm saying? So people got to give people a little space, you know, give them 50 feet and back up and relax. I know it's a lot of money invested in a lot of cars and a lot of things, but, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ran a track where I would leave the start. I had no time in my car. I'll leave the start line. When I land the tires back down, the first thing I do is look at the board because my car is doing everything by itself. So I'm looking at the board, and if I don't see a 60-foot or anything, I feel like I'm good, and then I'll cut gas when I need to cut gas. But, you know, but just off of what people, you know, go by when they say, oh, man, this track tried to F me because X, Y, Z, it's really not like that. It just shit happens, and I'm sorry that it happened to a lot of racers. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Tori,
it is crazy.
Tori, they didn't flash their time. They didn't flash their time.
No, it was a class.
Okay.
You know how they do. But this is how I was figuring how it was done. Because half of the ones, like the class thing that they normally do, and Yellow Bullet did it, because I can tell you right now, because it was supposed to be a no-time class with the small block thing, and guess what? You went on a computer over there, and guess what? You can tell everybody what they went. So let's not act like it ain't never happened, because I could tell you exactly. Because I remember that day when Andy was racing in it, and he had no time on it. They didn't flash it up, but guess what? I guess it was like a ladder or whatever, how they do it. You know, who sees
that's
one,
what
who sees them,
it's
whatever.
Ladder.
And guess what? That
exactly.
thing was up in there,
yeah.
And maybe the person did something like that there, and that's how they thought it was,
yeah.
And messed up. That's all to it.
But
so, and that was a no time. So don't act, people didn't not act like it never happened.
But
when you run a class,
that's something that you have to gamble with of your time being exposed, whether it's on a ladder or not. Yes, something you run in a class. Now, if you just running a grudge race, as y'all call it, you know, then that's it. It's not gonna be no time, you know, being presented to anybody. But if you run in a class, no time small blocks or boost or whatever, yeah, you gotta have a ladder to match people up, and they gotta have a number of what you went. It won't just say, okay, that car went fast, that car looked faster, so let me put them together. No, they gonna put the closest races
together.
I'm
not sure exactly. I can't really say, but I just was thinking maybe because I remember that stuff happened.
That's the only way that's
gonna
happen.
Everybody was saying, wow, they told the times on a no time cause. But meanwhile, it was like a lot of things, so they had it out there. So I remember that. So, you know, but all in all, you know, ain't nothing we can say. We'll just keep it moving. But hold on a second, you guys.
I gotta make sure I
open up the other mics because I know they've been on here. And then I'm going to have to run out like 15 minutes so I can run down there and get it. But I'm going to leave the mic. I'll leave this phone open so they can keep on. You guys can keep going on. And when I come back, I just open up. Then I keep the phone. I'll open more keyboards up. Let me open up this mic here. 410. Let me see. 410-0358. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything good. This is James with the Malibu you was asking about.
Okay, yeah, James. I said we like to do a little something. I don't know if you're coming. Are you coming to Gordo's?
Well, I'm going to be there, and now that you say that, I guess I'm going to have to bring the car. You know?
Okay.
You going to have them collard greens up there?
Huh?
You going to have them collard greens up there?
I was in my wife ain't coming with me on this one. You know, but we'll do a little something. I mean, you know, what do you want, 8 mile, quarter mile, what you want?
Oh, that's an 8 mile car then. We want an 8 mile motor car.
Okay, motor car.
What
are
you talking
block.
About with that? Yeah, small block. That's that truck you got, right?
Yeah, my son's little truck. We just, the one you have to run.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't care.
It didn't matter, you know, but I do run both of y'all. It don't matter. We do something to do, you know?
Okay. Sound good.
Yeah. We ain't got down and yelling at
you. You want me
out?
The particulars, how I am and everything. And matter of fact, even once we get the phone, 8 mile or whatever, we get on and that'll be it.
Right. Good deal.
Small tire, right? I really never looked at your car.
I
never went to see it. All I did
was
see the nose.
Right. Now you can put the tail lights. But, yeah.
okay.
That was smooth.
That sounds real good. As long as he's straight, I don't care. He run you, you don't care. You don't care about playing. You see how the car is, all metal, all steel, with everything in it.
Yep.
Ain't nothing all glass. No, I mean, ain't nothing gutted. So everything there, you just have fun. So,
right.
You, you fit those same, you know, you fit that, you say they fit the same steps. I don't care. Avon can be a deposit man. Your own man can be a deposit man. We don't care. It's fair
with
me.
We ain't going to have that problem. You know, we good.
Yeah, we ain't got, I ain't got no problem at all. We ain't got no worries. So if you want to lock that one in, whatever you want to say, how much you want to go for, you know, it's up to you.
Oh, no, we
tell me.
Do a little 205, I guess.
Whatever. Ain't no big deal. That sounds good
to
me.
Or, you know, it's
a lock. Ain't no big deal.
Whatever.
When I say it's a lock, it's a lock. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we good. We'll hash that out later on. But, on that Gordo thing, right, from the other week, man, I feel as though he was being petty. You know, it's 50 million ways out of a race, choose one. So, I learned something that day, you know, a way to get out of a race. Because if I pulled my car all the way from New York down there, I'd be damned if I want the little what, 1,500 it was, 1,000 or whatever. Well, you can get, you know, he could have got 12,000. And plus, not only that, I came all the way down there. I'm glad you had them collard greens because I came all the way down there to see that race. But he's disappointed the same, you know.
Now, where you coming from now? Where you coming from?
I'm Baltimore.
Huh? Baltimore? Okay.
Yeah, but you remember I was hopping that day because my gout was acting up. So it took a lot for me to get down there with my gout acting up. So my foot swollen up, but I wanted to see that race, so I went all the way down there. Only thing made it better was them collard greens. So, yeah.
Did you get anyone this time?
Yeah, I didn't get none the other day. I was working. I was helping Fred with the event, so. I was working. I didn't get to
Okay, okay. Yeah, because Avon made sure he would have got his.
You're sniffing on him.
Hey, Joe, since you said Avon, he texted me now, so I'm going to tell Joe open my mic.
You know, he wants to defend himself, though.
Avon,
he wants to defend himself.
Avon was supposed to tell you. He tell you, huh? Oh,
no,
shit.
He didn't.
Yeah. Come on. But let me see. What Avon Mike is, let me see. Let me make sure. I think it's this one, 301. Let me see if this one is it. 301-4533. Your mic is open.
I'm here. See, you told your shit.
Hey, Joe. He snitched on you.
You didn't tell him nothing,
Joe.
Man.
Hey, Joe, I told him to go get them goddamn collard greens.
You know, I told him. You know I'm slow.
Hey, don't point that shit at me. I went and got my collard greens and my goddamn fish.
Hey, you said you had fish. You did. Your dad sure said he had
fish. Listen, Avon, you know I started telling my wife, hold them up, Chris. I was going to tell her, hold them up and get some of that banana pudding. He got some banana pudding over there. But I think you got it to Jason. Somebody you gave it to, right? Somebody ended up getting it.
Hey. You know, Fred had a big tray of banana pudding upstairs.
Oh, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a big trade. He had the, you know, the big, big trade that my wife makes? Breaking it every event.
Joe said he still had some left, though.
That's because nobody knew it was up there.
Ain't nobody must have didn't know.
They didn't
if
know.
If I'd have been up there, been none left.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. That's what, you got it on the money. I give you credit. You're on the money. So
thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations on your win. Congratulations on your win.
Two,
you look
sir.
Good.
I got two, sir. Yeah. Thank you. I got two wins.
Oh yeah, that's right. You won the NHRA Board of the Week, right?
Yeah, I won.
You
that
won
race. Yep.
Yeah, wow, damn. Oh, you hot right
look,
now.
Hey, Joe, I want to apologize to you. I was mad as hell, Wanda. I said, I ain't coming to no more motherfucking events. I can't get no more races. Did that, Joe? I was mad as hell. I'm like, I can't get no more races, goddammit. They fucking it up.
Come on now. Come on.
Hey, remember that? You don't remember that?
Yeah.
I was in the lane. I was mad as hell it started raining. I was like, shit.
I know. Yeah. I ain't covered. You know? But, you know, hey, no bullshit, no lie. It's really hard when you got a lot of cars, too. You know,
hey,
everybody knows that. It's really hard.
They did a good job, though.
You know.
You know that, right?
It's really hard to have all them cars going through. Huh?
I think
they
did a hell of a job for the rain.
Oh, yeah.
For the rain.
And look, everybody know how hot it was and the track was oil and slicky earlier. But when it rained and it came back around, oh, my gosh, the track was right. That track was tight.
Oh, yeah.
It was
real
heat
tight.
Was just so bad. It just, there's nothing you can do.
It was
bad. Yep. But after that, once that rain came I got to give them credit, man. To dry track off that fast, have it ready. You know what I mean? They did their thing. It wasn't like you were waiting all, you know what I mean? It was dry, and we back out there ready to race, getting ready to race. I know a couple guys I know that turned around and said, oh, man, this is dumb for the night. And then for them guys to actually turn around and get another hour out the deal, he made it happen and made it go to 1 o'clock instead of 12 o'clock. He felt that he want to get these races through, so he let it go to 1 o'clock in the morning. I think we raced about 12
hey, Joe,
so
I got a question
when we ran.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
If I was hearing you correctly earlier, I was talking about as far as people, the race would be off the table if it rains. So if we lock up a race right now that's for 6 o'clock. A month from now, we don't know what the weather going to be. You trying to tell me we both had to track, we go over 6 hours to get to this track, and because it rains at 5:55, that means the race is off the table? Is that correct?
Well, that's what everybody said.
That
that's
what
I was trying to. I was trying to figure this out because, honestly, you know, I know some guys travel that far. I feel that, you know, hey, guess what? If I'm sitting up there in the lane, we would have been next up coming in there. Why don't we just wait and let a couple cars go down, and then we go down. We'll come
that's
right
what
out
I'm
there.
Saying.
The track is good.
Listen,
it's a simple solution. Hey, it's a simple solution. All you got to do is stip it. If it rains and they open that track up, we still got to race. All you got to do is stip it.
Exactly. And if it's not stipped in the DP, then guess what? Your ass better not move until they call it. See, that's what I mean, I respect all, but I fear none. But I'm just letting people know, whoever's listening, that that's crazy to sit there and say, oh, okay, we in the lane, we ready to go, I'm suited up, it starts raining. And then you like, okay, no need, all right, the money goes back. That means one man scared, the other man glad. That's what that sounds like to me. And if you really want me, you'll wait or we'll go back to the trailer, dry shit off. When the track gets dry, we let a couple cars, like Joe said, and I get to your ass. That's just how it is. I don't understand this. Give a deposit. It seems like people that give a deposit because of rain is the ones that don't really want to race. That's a way out.
Well, you don't have to get a deposit because of the rain. If it rains at that specific time that race was locked, none of the boys to race. You know what I'm saying? Now, like whoever just said, if they stip it, like if it rains, we still got to go as soon as it clear the track and it's safe. what I'm saying? That's a different. That's something new. But according to Grudge Inc., which I believe is the original rules for grudge racing, it was the first real establishment or whatever. That's what they said. Well, it came out of Willie Dogmouth and Tony Bynes and what's the other guy, Joe Barnes or whatever. They said if it rains, that race is null and void. There's nobody owe nobody no money.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Y'all can relock it.
Don't
have to
be
let me ask
you a question.
It could just be a
quick
shower.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. What happens if somebody all down the track right before your race? And your time is to go at 5 o'clock, but somebody all the track down. That money don't come down. You still locked in, right?
Exactly.
Right.
You and the lanes already. You and the lanes already ready to go. It was same thing.
I mean,
rain.
What's the difference? Yeah, what's the difference between that and raining? You still there?
Man, hey, is Zeus talking? Zeus?
No, that's James.
I think
James.
No,
that's James.
Oh,
James Corman. Right.
Well, I had the situation. I paid the punch out money because it rained at the exact time we were supposed to race. They took the tree down and everything. But the rain cleared up. They dropped the track. But a bunch of other shit had happened. I made a shakedown, had an issue, so I ended up paying the punk out money. But we didn't have a
right.
set time to race again because it rained at our set time. That's why I made the shakedown, and my car had a backfire, and I had to figure it out. So I'm not no originator of this shit. I don't make no grudge use, none of that. I just try and find what's
well,
most reasonable
yeah.
and apply by it. And come to find out
yeah.
later on, I was listening to a show, and that's what it came up, and that's what Willie Dawg said, and Tony Bynes said it on another show. So that's why I was like, all right, well, obviously, them motherfuckers been doing that shit since before I was born, so it got to be the root.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. But, I mean, I just never heard it. I mean, I've heard it go back to the trailer and, you know, wait and see the track call it, and that's it. But
if you go
just
on Facebook
up, oh,
right
it's breaking on my windshield. Let me. I know it's not a race. Oh, like I never heard of it. But I guess hey, it is. It is. It is what it is.
If you go on Facebook,
I ain't
right
never
now,
hear that shit before.
With all this commotion and all the other shit going on, somebody said something about that, and Willie Dawg commented on it and said, "If it rains, this was today. Now, like a few hours ago, he said the exact same
okay.
shit I heard 6 months ago. He was like, it rains." And the race was locked for a set time. That race is no more good. Y'all got to renegotiate. Roy up here, he also is a very respectable DP man, and he said the same thing. So apparently that's
okay.
like the rule, you know what I'm saying, like nationally as far as grudging goes or grudging period. I don't know who originated these rules,
but I got a question for you.
Because I done lost money behind the shit.
Well, I got a question. It's not really for you, but I'm just trying to figure out something. I ain't trying to be an asshole at all. Everybody knows me. I'm not an asshole. But my thing is, okay, so mess around. We do the burnouts. He's purging or whatever. I'm clearing my shit out, whatever. And it starts raining. What happens? Now, we already did our burnout, and we ready about to go into the beans. It starts drizzling. It's raining up top end. And they say, hey, ho, it's raining. What happens? That's what
well,
I want to know. Like,
rule,
I'm just trying to get to this
rule,
point where.
According to that rule, that race is now null and void. It rains.
Yes,
you before the three
yes.
bugs
yes.
is lit, because three bugs makes a race. If three bugs wasn't lit, it's a wrap. And even thinking, now that I think about it, if you got three bugs lit and it start raining and they shut y'all down, who gets paid? Nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody.
I guess I got to renegotiate.
Mm.
But Roy's still up here. He's a respectable DP man. Always going to be my
yeah,
DP man
ahead.
When it comes to the DMV. So he can chime in on it. Yeah, that's what I said. If it rains,
if
you
got a race locked in at 5 o'clock and it rains,
mm-hmm.
yes, your race is null and void. That, like I told you earlier, that's why guys wait until the last minute to pay DP.
Mm-hmm.
Because they might hope for rain. You know, they might hope for something that can knock the time off that they don't have to pay. So, yes, if it rains
mm-hmm.
and you got a certain time and it rained during your time, the race is null and void. Now, if both of y'all agree to it, to change, say, look, after the rain stops, we can race. And both of y'all agree to it, yes. But both of y'all have to agree to it. You cannot just have one
okay.
of y'all say, well, I want to race after
well,
the
that's
race.
Exactly
I mean,
what I would lock my shit up as. I'll tell motherfuckers quick, look, if it fucking rains, don't go home. Don't take your shit off. Don't do none of that. Just sit tight. Let them draw this track, and we're going to get on. Because whatever that lane is that you in, whatever condition that is in, it's mine's the same way.
But,
so we're going to do a driver's race.
But
that's just me.
But
I like the race. That's it.
Yeah, I understand. You want to race. That's okay, you want to race. But if that other guy said no, there's nothing you can do about that.
I mean, I guess I get back to money.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, that race will be head up, and then he'll fucking renegotiate for a spot. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, Avon.
It's fed up. If we locked in that summer crop and it starts raining, send us down the track. That's how confident I am. Send us down the track.
Avon, you crazier than a motherfucker, boy.
Avon,
I don't know if I can agree with you on that one.
Avon,
I was just thinking about letting some cars go around first. You said just go right down.
I ain't going to lie.
Avon, no windshield wipers or nothing. You talking about going down.
Hey, listen.
I'm opening up everybody's mic because I got to run out. And like I said, I got to get this blood work real quick, pick it up, and then I'll be back. So I'm going to open up everybody's mic here. I'm going to call out the numbers. 202. Oh, man, damn. Now I got five more mics just popped up. 202-2474. Your mic is open. Let me make sure I open up the next one. 240-6753. Your mic is open. 215-6904. Your mic is open. Oh, man, damn. 845-0695. Your mic is open. 201-9355, your mic is open. And let me see, 443-7807, your mic is open. And there was another mic I just seen again pop open. Oh, 347-5810, your mic is open. So, Fat Albert, you can be able to hold open everything for one more. Hold on, one more just to make sure. 336-9816. I'm just going to leave the phone open, and I'll come back. I just got to go pick up everything, my lad. Okay?
Hey, fellas,
all right, Fat Albert, you and Tori can handle everything, I'll be back.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Go ahead. If you're not
going to
talk, you're on mute because of the
–
Hold on, Sam.
I got a question.
All right, since I'm hosting the show now, listen, if you're not going to talk, just go on mute because some of y'all got a lot of background noise. All right? All right, so now on with the show. But look, like I was saying, let me see. Well, you know, that's just how it is. Some guys want to race and some guys look for ways out. That's all it is. So. But by technically, if it rains, yes, your race is null and void. So, yes.
But so, you know, I got a question
in reference to what
you
said about the rain.
Hold on.
Versus how long does a rain delay take?
Well,
there is no term on the rain delay depending on how long it rains. The oil down doesn't take that long to clean up.
Right. That's understandable, because you're only doing one lane.
And one other thing, that comment that Avon just made about that's racing the rain, Avon, just so you know, Warfare really wanted to do that shit with Brutus right when it started raining.
Oh, I know he will. I see him do a lot of shit that other people wouldn't do.
Yeah. Like I said, the ones that really want to race will go head down and they'll say, look, we're gonna wait till they finish this or wait for a siren, and the ones that look for a way out of it will say, no, I'm gonna get my money back and we'll run another. We'll lock it back in another day.
Hey, me and Buck with it.
Go ahead, Sam.
I know. You might know this answer for me. Why was Brian F. scared to run the shootout?
I was.
Why was you afraid to come down here, Sammy?
Well, Brian wasn't scared to run it. His car, when he did a shakedown, the car cut off. Then it cranked back up. So he found out that the computer was bad in his car. So
I heard he was.
That's
scared.
Why he didn't. Well, you know, everybody got. Everybody can say what. So that just like Jackie Chan. He didn't go. Was he scared too?
I think so. He was scared too.
His car had broke. He could have been so.
But I think I think Brian Epps was more scared.
Well,
right, Brian?
I'm not gonna speak. I just know. I talked to him today.
Right,
he found out what had happened. It was bad. So hey, and for that type of money they was running for, I wouldn't go out there if my car ain't right. And I'm sure you wouldn't have did the same either, Sam.
I would have not did the same. I would have seen.
Not if your car
Brian Epps,
don't cut off. Soon.
You were scared? Brian, you scared?
Scared of what? Who? For what? Why? I mean, it's just stupid, man. It's somebody, you know, it's just like, some people just talk just to hear themselves talk. I mean, what the fuck is there for me to be scared of?
Damn, Fat Albert, you didn't tell me Brian Epps was on the line?
I didn't know he was on the line. I mean, I ain't said nothing that he ain't told me. I repeat everything he told me. So, you know. You thought I was going to say something against my... You thought I was going to say something against my...
You know how I feel about Brian Epps. And I know how you feel about Brian Epps. We spoke about it this morning.
Nah, man, I mean...
Brian Jackson going to get it. I guarantee Brian probably will be the second for Mark Jackson. I promise you that. I promise you that.
Let me ask you a question. What was that shit? What was that shit with Silver Surfer and the goddamn season link, man?
Silver Surfer. After the, he actually moved the shit about Silver Surfer and the staging link.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Silver Surfer is a sore loser. When we ran that race down in Orangeburg, when he left the track, I was standing outside of my RV. Just about everybody was gone. And in, you know, typical bitch fashion, he decides that when he's riding by, I waved at him. He sticks his middle finger out the window at me. So when I seen him the other day,
in the staging
I just
lane.
Let him know that he's a bitch. In the staging lane. I let him know he's a bitch. Yeah, he's a bitch. You know? And... You know, he got to popping off about me backing off a bet with Ricky. I didn't back off a bet with Ricky. Ricky didn't lock me in. So let me tell you something. So that's one thing about these class races. These class racers need to know grudge racing 101. If I'm going to borrow a motor to race you because I don't feel like I can beat you, I at least need to have enough sense to lock the money in with you. You know what I mean? I can't sit there and wait till... After I borrow a motor and then come talking smack. Still was going to run Ricky. I still was going to bet money. But just so happened, the guards, I found something wrong. Something happened with my car, and I had to check it out. And I couldn't come out there. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? But they ain't got nothing I ain't got. So when Silver Surfer got to popping off, I told him, I said, you know, he got to talking about his, you know, the guy that I raced in South Carolina, Jamal, which he drove the car. And I was like, you know what, man? Get off of Jamal's dick. Get off of Ricky's dick. You got a car. Sit in Silver Surfer and run me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
you know, the only reason why I asked that is because there's a lot of people. It was a lot of shit going on in the staging lanes that day. It was a lot of stuff going on that day, period. Now, you might not remember, I was parked right next to you with the Monte Carlo. I asked you where was your headset after all that shit kicked off because I thought you dropped your headset.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of shit going on in them staging lanes, but people who was not there that get on these shows and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, they're the ones who
know.
The program.
I know. That's for whatever reason, that's how it always is. Motherfucker that don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
and, you know, he got in his 50s. One thing about it, can't out talk me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say some shit to piss you off. Because first of all, we trying to get at each other, and I pissed him off. See, and he already a sore loser, and I pissed him off, and he just couldn't take it. You know what I mean?
Well,
you know, he
want to
get aggressive.
One minute y'all was talking,
and then
he was talking. So I get it. I said, "What the fuck happened next week?"
Well, he can't. Hey, man. Like I told him. Hey, man. You're a little bitch. I made you nut up like the little bitch you are, and that's why you lost that race. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate hearing it from you because I was gonna ask you that day, but it was just too much going on.
Hey, well, Brian, I want to know what Aaron Tingle said when you told him to sit in his shit and sit next to you. What did he say then?
Oh, he goes talking about something. I won more races than you ever did and this, that, and I don't want to hear that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about that. Win this race. Get in that raggedy motherfucker of yours and win this race. You know what I'm saying? Get things like that either, you know what I mean? You know? I don't want to talk about what you done with nobody else. Beat me. So.
Spoken
anyway, he
from a true grudge racer.
He got in his feelings, you know, and I'm telling you, man, people, I listen to what y'all was saying about a mistake. People make mistakes. That shit they did posting that shit on the internet was no mistake. That's why I don't like them shootouts. You know what I'm saying? That right there is why I don't like shootouts. Because they had everybody's stuff there, man. They had everything right on rundown, just like they normally would. And everybody's stuff was there. So it wasn't no mistake. You know what I mean?
Hey, I got a question for you, Brian.
You know,
Brian, it's showing up home. I got a question for you, Brian.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
If, say, you ran that shootout and your shit was public, you know what I'm saying, or semi-public, whatever, what would be your next move? What would you do, or what would be your thoughts after your shit being exposed like that?
The first thing would have happened, I'd have got my Facebook page shut down because I'd have went on Maryland's site, and I probably would have said all kinds of outlandish shit. And so they probably would have suspended me for however long because it's bullshit, man. I mean, it's straight up. And, you know, things happen for a reason. And I think that I had my situation for a reason. And the crazy part about it is, I really don't know what caused the ECU to do what it did. I'm a shakedown, yes. I don't know what caused the ECU to do what it did. And, you know, I was looking at my wiring, trying to check my wiring, couldn't find nothing. And I was totally oblivious to me. I had forgotten that I have a spare ECU in my trailer. You know what I mean? And I just wasn't, you know, I had a lot of shit happen that day. I ran over a fucking trash can in the parking lot when I was pulling in, banged up the front of my RV, a plastic trash can. Just cracked that fiberglass all up. Let's look at this shit here. Barely moving. It just wasn't my day. I had a lot of stuff going on, and so I'm glad I didn't remember I had that ECU, because if I would have had that ECU, I'd have had the ECU and I went out there and the car would have ran like it's supposed to ran, and then my number would have got posted. I would have been mad at the motherfucker, man. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr.
X? How you doing, man? Who is this?
I'm good. This is Juice.
All right, what's going on, Juice?
So, since you all the times you're coaching for the small block cars, right?
I can't hear you. What you saying now?
I said, since all the times is posted for the small block cars, for that shootout that she was in, all the times is posted, right?
Yeah, it was posted, right. It wasn't no accident. I'm not going to talk about that because then I'm telling you how fast I go. All I'm telling you is I was ready to race that day. You know what I mean? And the thing is, they was posted. And at this point, I mean, I don't know what I want to do with them cars. You know what I mean? And, you know, it was already some shaky shit going on anyway, because Ricky and Aaron, you know, they share information with each other. So when I went down there to run Hector, that was a gauge for Ricky, and they developed and ET based on that. And, you know, that's what they do, so it's okay. You know, I'm okay with that. That's what they had to do. You know, so I'm not going to sit here and say, huh? So, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say what I would do.
Jeff did a wheel bad. Jeff kind of didn't get shown lucky for him.
Yeah, but, you know, there's no human error. There's no mistake. They knew it. They wasn't even passing out tickets. So if you're not passing out tickets to the racers, what makes you think it's okay to go on there and put a ladder on your website with their times on it? You didn't get a driver his time. So if you didn't even give the driver his time, what makes you think it's okay to give the public his time? You know what I mean? And I will say,
I heard people was getting their time slips.
Let me hold on, wait a minute. Well, in them shootouts, they didn't get no time slips in the shootouts. They might have got them on the shakedowns, but they didn't get them during the shootout. But I will say this. In the past, I don't know if it was because Jimmy was prepping, but in the past, they have not treated the track as good as they did that day. And the fact that it rained and they went out there and they got that track on kill, I got to commend them for that. They shocked me. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't do that for us. Not there. You know what I mean? They're going to give you what they're going to give you, and that's what this is going to be. It's it. You like it or you don't. So they did have a track on kill. But then to sit there and kill that whole vibe from that night, because the place was packed and they had some good racing, to kill that whole vibe by putting up a ladder on their website, first of all, if it's a no-time event, why are y'all even keeping this information like this? You know what I mean?
I got it. Yeah, I got to admit that. Yeah, that's true. You got to admit. You're right.
You know why y'all even putting up a ladder and saving it? It just makes no sense. Other than
they could have drawn trips, they could have did cars.
Other than the fact that, which I don't know how they picked people, because you know I wasn't privy to that. I don't know how they were picking people to match them up, but to have that ladder to show who was matched up, what they ran and stuff, that's crap, man. That's not human error, you know.
Hey, Brian.
They don't particularly care for the grudge race no time scene. They express that by the way they treat us, right? Over the years, they have. So, with that being said, if I had, you know, me being on the outside looking in, I don't want these grudge races in here. I don't want this shit in here. And I'm gonna hit on something else, too. I know how to get them not to come. Post their shit on the internet. They ain't coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Brian, let me ask you this. Quick question,
okay.
Right? And I know they want
to
let everything die down, right? But check this out.
Right.
And it's only a logical question. And I don't think at all, and I'm going to say this, I don't think it's nothing to promote. I'm just saying that because I know what Joe said. They want to let it die out for the facts and all that. But how would everybody – when the last time you went on DMP if you didn't plan on going to the track? When the last time you looked on Custom T's website to go look at the track? If you ain't looking for something that you know going to be there, why would you go look? How did everybody know to go look if that was going to be up there today and it got out like wildfire today?
I don't know, man. That part I don't know.
I can answer that.
One person saw it and didn't put it out there, and everybody went and looked at it.
I agree.
So with that knowledge that I believe, somebody knew something that was going to happen, because the average person is not going to go looking on a website just to be scrolling. I don't remember the last time I went on a racetrack website unless I was looking for something for an event.
Well, my people goes on websites all the time. A person could check MIR website just to see what's going on this weekend.
Okay.
Or something, you know.
I got one more thing I want to say. Because I said that I don't think they like dealing with the grudge racers. And it's the grudge races, the fans, and everybody, it's our fault. It's our fault that they don't want to deal with us. You know, people want to see racing. I get it. But that crowd in the fucking staging lanes at the front of the staging lane with your golf carts, your smart cars, you ain't pulling no car, ain't pushing no car. Everybody in the fucking way don't want to get out of the way of the tractors. I can understand why they don't want to deal with a grudge race. You know what I mean? Because at any given time, one of them could say something to somebody, and he all gassed up, and whatever the case may be, or just got an asshole. And all hell could just pop off just because somebody asked somebody to get out of the way so they can do their job. You know what I'm saying? And so I could understand why they don't want to. You know what? These motherfuckers won't get out of the way. You know, it's always, you know, they make my job harder. I really don't want them here any motherfucking way. I'm going to give them a reason not to come in. They post their shit on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no other explanation. I mean, there's nothing nobody, there's no fucking human error in that. You had everybody's name, just like a ladder for a regular class event. It was a class event ladder. That was no mistake. That was facetiously done. It was intentionally done. Somebody was given orders to do it, and they did. And they followed orders. They did what they were told to do.
Well, another thing, I gotta say, I'm gonna play double advocate on that, Brian. But also, they also look at that grudge. Them grudge races make a lot of money. Look at the people. Look at the money they made, sir. Why would you fuck your business up like that?
I'm a counter to that.
Okay.
It's a lot of loads out here that I could haul that pay me good money. But the BS that I got to deal with going to pick it up with the personnel, with the procedures and all of that, at the end of the day, uh-huh. by the time I get that money, look at the headache I done went through to get it. It ain't worth it. So I don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's other stuff I can do gonna pay me decent.
That's what they have Advil Tylenol. That's why they have Advil and Tylenol.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Sometimes Advil and Tylenol don't do it, man. Sometimes this shit just fucking, you just like, man, you're like your head explodes, man.
BT powder. I hear what you're saying, and I hear exactly what you're saying. But, man, the way tracks are closing down these days, man, seems like to me you wouldn't want to turn down no money because, yeah, we all see it every day, man. Damn it!
But you gotta understand, though. Hey, Albert, trucking companies closing down every day too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I'm saying. So the point is,
you know, if I turn down this work, and if that causes me to shut down, then it's almost like, well, fuck, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Fat Albert, I want to ask you this, Fat Albert. Just because of all what happened, and I know they made a sorry, did the person that did it get fired? No, probably not. Don't know. But being that they made so much money, what Brian, everybody on this one, don't feel, because their time wasn't posted. It might fuck up some of the future plans for other people, but them races that got exposed, I feel that they should do something for them, because only they are.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with
that. Track should do some kickback to them races that got exposed, because Ricky's got to do something different now. Top notch. All the ones, and I'm sorry to say who, you know, I just talking about them two names because that's what everyone knows. I'm not going to say the name. But they should get something. Fuck satisfying the fans and the starting line and all that. They program got to be different.
Right.
So as a promoter, that's what I think they should be doing.
I think they got monetized up for sale. If I look at it right.
He wanted to sell his car. The other guy said he wanted to sell his car. And again, I know y'all said no names and all that, but you really got to think, what are they feeling right now?
Right. I agree with
you. And whether you want to say don't tell, everybody got that shit.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm glad your car didn't get exposed. So that means me and Brian still can get your ass. So I just want to say
that. Man, I'm not worried about no Brian.
Brian's
all right with me. But just because you popping shit, we going to talk about that. Man, listen. They need to do something.
He ain't going anyway.
He ain't gonna go anywhere. Yeah. He ain't gonna show up.
Good report, Avon. Good report.
Avon. If I don't go against Brian, you can rest assured, bet your last dollar I'll get your ass.
Hey, you said that before, but you ain't show up, remember?
Okay,
you ain't
You just hold your horses and change your horse boots, because you about to get your ass whipped.
So, hey, Mark, so are you doing are you trying to be friends with Brian so he won't go cross your ass? Is that what you
Brian
doing?
Is all right with me, but that don't change the race program. I can't live there.
You heard
you
that?
You know what? I'll go somewhere else. But Brian Epp got an ass whooping coming. I ain't gonna tell y'all how and when, but he got an ass whooping coming. So that's for y'all to me to know and y'all to find out. But this ain't about me. This ain't about Brian. I want to know, for you being the DP grudge guru, whatever you call yourself, what is your position to go back to MIR to tell them to do for the races?
What can I tell them to do? This is not my track, Mark. What can I tell that track to do?
I know that, but you respect it. I just feel that I know it's none of y'all fault. The promoters,
see,
spread,
what you,
none
what
of
you
them.
Said, I know you, what you just said about they should be, something should be done for those racers. I agree with you 100% because, man, them guys got to either change their program, like some of them are doing. They're going to sell it and just say the hell with it. And I feel for them, you know, because they're not going to get what they put in them. But we all know that. You're not going to get what you put in these race cars. We all know that. You're not going to get that back. So, but, you know, and I feel for them guys.
I think that should be presented for everybody having an opinion. I think as the promoters, I think they should just present that to the track. Y'all made a fuck up. Take accountability for it and do something for them guys. That's just my opinion.
So,
and
let me ask
the
you
track
a question.
The track will tell them, hold your breath and just wait.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question. Since they exposed these cars, regardless of how it happened, they did it. They shut these guys down because they were grudge racing with no time. Is there any repercussion that the track could take, people that were hurt, because they were hurt, could take against that track?
No.
Why you
right
no?
Right now,
you
sweep it on the rug.
What you
saying? Could they take them to court or something?
It's not going
to
happen.
Is that what you saying, Jane? Take them to court or something?
Yeah. Take them to court or something.
Assume.
Assume.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to say. They can assume. And let me say this. This will be my opinion. If they do that, I wish them the best. But if they do that, to take them to court and try to get something, who you think going to last longer when they prolong it? Who you think going to last longer? Those guys with these cars or that track?
I think them guys is with the caliber of cars they got paper. So if they got together
and put
a suit on their ass,
so
they gonna last just as long as that track is.
I wish them the best. I hope if that's what they're gonna do, I wish them nothing but the best.
Yeah, I just I'm not gonna come out, but I wish them the best again.
Because they were hurt.
No way
you know what I'm saying?
No,
they were really hurt. Those races were hurt, and the track was responsible for it. And there's no repercussions behind it?
Yeah, but again, like Fat Albert said and Joe said, it was other tracks that did the same thing. They still have super times or whatever. I think he'd be suing all the damn tracks.
Nobody did. Now, listen, if you got one car going down the track and somebody accidentally flashed his time, that's one thing. But to post it on your website is a whole different ballgame.
Hey, smoke this
and like my man said earlier,
who's cleaning that garage?
Bench.
Hold on, Brian, go on mute, Brian. Go on mute, Brian. He did it.
This whole event was a no-time event. The whole event. It was a no-time event. So there's no reason to have any of that.
Hey, James, let me put this in y'all ear real quick. Just like this was a no-time event, there was a no-time event last year at VMP, and this happened to Tron twice, but they showed Tron time on the board at VMP, and it just happened again at MIR, except they didn't light the board. Lighting the board and posting the shit on the results page of MIR website is all the same.
Thank you.
No, the reason why I say it ain't the same because you did it. That happened to one person, but you had two classes, and you posted every car, not just one, every car, in detail, at a no time event where you shouldn't have been keeping no time.
That's what I just said. It was a no time event at VMP where they showed the time on the board. I mean, it's essentially, it's all the same. You know what I mean? You kind of moving the goalposts a little bit, but it's really all the same.
Tricky Ricky, I'm going to say it like...
Point being, no time should be shown at all in the clock sitting, clock or computer.
Who just said, who said that? Brian said that? Brian said that?
No, this is Rick.
Rick, I check this out, Tricky Ricky. And this is why I understand it. But this is where you got to, when they say grudge racing and class racing, it falls into a different lane. Because the way Brian went out there and ran Hector, he ran him. He could have got Ricky. He could have got Jackie Chan. He could have got all of them. But you put them all in the class. Now they all in this shit. If you stick to grudge racing in front of that one by one, yeah, the classes and the shootouts is cool, is nice, is cool. But look what you got to deal with. That's why you form up a class racer when you want to be a grudge racer. Which one you want to be? I've never been in a class. I've never given them in shootout shit because this is the type of shit you're going to deal with. So either pick your lane as a grudge racer and race grudge racing, and that's it. That's just how you got to deal with this shit.
Okay, so again, what I'm saying is Tron is a grudge racer.
I guarantee
never
you.
Done any class
whatever. I mean, to cut you off, Rick. I guarantee you.
Just like Brian had an issue, and you know what I'm saying?
Y'all seen Brian post today where he was like, God, look out the fools and babies, and he ain't no baby. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. I hate, it's very, very unfortunate, and I hate that shit with a passion, what happened to the Jackie Chan crew. But look, if they would have went out there, they shit would have been up there. Eight times would have been up there. They would have been exposed. That would have been just another car that's $80,000 to $100,000 or more operation that's just going to waste. I mean, what do they do now? Show enough. That's show enough, right?
You know what? Look at that. You got it this way.
Everybody is affected in whatever way, whether you were racist or
you got to think of it beyond those races. How about the people that race those people already? So you can gauge everybody to what you saw on that website. You can gauge everybody who raced them before, and nobody really wants to race them after.
Because now they know they got to at least go there.
Right. But you can gauge everybody they done ran before, like the Warden. He ran, right? Jackie Chan ran out his life, but you know what the Warden ran. Now you understand what I'm saying? So
is it bad for everybody? Cause now
it's everybody. It's just not them. It's everybody because now – you exposing everybody that ever ran them.
So let me ask, everybody got an opinion on it, right? What's the solution?
It ain't no solution. You can't do nothing about it. It's done.
I got to agree. What's even worse is, you know what I'm saying, programs like that, what more can you do to get faster? You know what I'm saying? So even if you wait till it's things you could do, but who gonna go spend another $100,000 to do it? Exactly that too. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no really. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. These small blocks is top of the food fucking chain stock board space small blocks. So what more can they do?
And they
there's nothing they can do to go what 44.
They're going faster than 484s. What the fuck they want to do that for?
All you go, only thing I could think of.
No, they're going
to get on
the middleweight.
They better get working on the trick bag. That's
you,
could
you guys just calling everybody's times out there. I didn't even get to see them. You guys just talking away. God damn. I need a spot from all those motherfuckers. What are you talking right now?
Hey, Sammy, you know
hey,
what's happening.
Hey, Sammy, no bullshit. Crazy Horse is right there with him. If I had to guess, you know what I'm saying? From me being raised in No-Town Racing, I don't know not a soul in this world Now you're being disrespectful, Shona. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying what I see with my eyes. I'm just saying what I see with my eyes, man. Crazy Horse, I'm going to tell you, Crazy Horse was a bad bitch. All his cars, everything in drag racing.
Crazy Horse was a bad bitch.
Crazy Horse was getting all the drag racing. Every last one. Hey, he a lot faster than what the fuck I thought. God damn. Holy shit.
Yeah, with those times they ran, they got to give me everything in drag racing. I didn't even see their times.
I'll just probably shit, man. But I feel bad, man, honestly, for all of them.
I do, too. Yo, that's why I was asking if there's any repercussion, like going to court.
James, one thing about it, there's a reason why Jackie Chan was out. Brian Epps had a computer problem. And Jeff Rogers went to the moon.
Hey, nice.
And they all escaped this bullshit.
They escaped this bullshit. But Brian Epps and Jeff Rogers, you know, they're true heart grudge racers. True heart grudge racers.
Hey,
God,
look at the fools and babies, and he ain't a goddamn baby.
Hey, I'm down to a fool, though. What the fuck? If you looked out for this fool, because I'm telling you, you asked Pete. I was over there on my sitting on my hands, and man, Pete, fuck it, man. Let's just go, man. Just fuck it. And he's like, and so he, you know, he had to rationalize with me and let me know what I was going to get myself into, because if I go out there and this motherfucker cut off again, and little Foxy get that easy win, he won't coming back. So. Man, fuck it.
That's a fact. And that shit was personal, mm-hmm. man. That shit was personal. No matter how much we, you know what I'm saying, after the fact, we all good, cool, eat with each other, whatever case may be, getting that W against your man is personal. Why you think Bam mm-hmm. Rob won't go back out there with me? And I'm slow.
coming up.
Now you about to start arguing. I know my phone about to go off.
Brian said he don't like shootouts.
But this time
Brian said he don't like shootouts. Right, Brian? You don't like shootouts. But the only reason you went to a shootout, you don't like the shootouts, right?
I don't like the shootouts, and the only reason I got in the shootout is because that was the only way I could, you know, get Ricky without no BS. Guess when I could get him. You know, that his track, no BS. I knew the track was going to be good that day. I was like, well, fuck it, let's go get it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. That's why I said it's a bittersweet. You know, shootouts and just regular grudge racing. It's hard to get motherfuckers to get out there for grudge racing. So you do a shootout and you enjoy your car. That's just me.
No, me personally, I can't stand shootouts. I hate them. But guess what? That's where it's at right now. That's the only way you're going to get to race.
There
only way right
that's
now.
There's
nobody's
going to
go out there.
That's exactly what I was just saying.
I mean, I'm not a fan of shootouts. I can't stand them, but guess what? You get in a shootout or you have your car sit in the fucking garage and look at it for fucking 2 years.
Exactly.
Until you get a race.
Playing got motherfuckers trying to play people that don't want to race people and got motherfuckers that don't want to stop it.
Hey, y'all want to know something else, though? At that level, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? You got so much tied up, you only want to race for a certain amount. But think about it. When you put that L on that man and he got to wear that shit, that's just the L. Imagine the money that he lost for taking out of his fucking family's mouth. You know what I'm saying?
But
his phone.
Now, you could get a man, when you get him in the shootout, you could try to bet them and try to get in their pockets in the shootout if they're willing to. You know what I mean? You're taking a chance with that.
But they ain't doing that in a grudge rate, though.
But they, but the thing is, we're going to wait. You're going to wait. But you have to understand, you have to wait until they ready to race or ready to bet that money. Might as well try to get them any which how, which way, and get whatever you could out of them.
You could.
You know?
I see it like this. If they was willing to bet $5,000, at first that's what it was, $5,000. They went down to $2,500. But if they was willing to bet $5,000, they could have raced each other for that
$5,000. Exactly. But
I bet you Ricky and Brian would have been 20. Whatever the rest of them would have been, all of them would have got that. They would have won more doing it individually than they would have did it in the shootouts.
I don't know about that one.
Hey, let me tell you something. When we first talked back in December, I was willing to run him or top notch for $5,000. Ricky insisted on that we run for 10. Fine. Okay, it's cool with that. Then he come back and said, Well, let's do 20. I said, hey man, I'm okay with that. You mighty confident, aren't you? I said, hey man, you gonna bet the money or not. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't race. And so after, you know, going back and forth, I decided, you know, I'm gonna let that lay. I'm gonna go down here and run somebody that's gonna race. Hector's gonna race. And that's what I did. You know? And then
thank you.
I think the initial running up of the pot was to back me down. And when it didn't back me down, you know what I mean? He, you know, it is what it is. You know, he passed the collection plate around and he got it pot up and we was going to race. But a whole lot of things happened with that situation. And it didn't happen. And now I don't know if it's going to happen at all. You know what I mean? But like you said, I'd have rather ran each one of them individually in a grudge race. I didn't got to get into no shootout because look at what we're going through now. I'm telling you, man, I'd have been hot as fish grease had my shit got exposed. You know what I mean?
Your shit's slow anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. So I want y'all to know how slow I am. What the fuck, man?
Faster than Mark Jackson.
Man, my slow ass should be my slow ass secret.
I slow. Hey, Brian, you might be slow.
Hey, I'm back, you guys. I'll make sure I open these two mics up. 443-4219 and 845-0695. Your mic is open.
And Joe, what's his name? Was talking a lot of shit about you. I can't tell you the name, but.
Set. Here's what it is. We gonna run. That's all to it. That's how I look at it. Somebody gonna win. Somebody gonna lose. That's all.
This guy on the show was talking a lot of shit. Your co-host was talking a lot of shit about that.
Oh, Sammy
Summers. Yeah, who you talking about? You talking about man here, Fat Albert?
Hey Joe,
Mark Jackson
heard all of it.
Sammy, please. Joe, I found that in my notes about that race you asked me about. It was locked.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm going to read it to you. Doc Holliday versus Cookie Monster, heads up, motor to motor, at 3 o'clock, track rules, 2 on 500.
Yeah. Oh, he gonna hear what he said. He's taking care of it.
Okay.
He's sending deposits.
I had it in my notes.
Everything. We good. He did actually had a live feed and you know, like he said, he's gonna take care of whatever and I got no problem with it. I ain't got no problem. Oh, we good with that. But hey, this way I gotta ask you something now. I gotta ask this here, so y'all, I don't want y'all to shoot the message now. Listen to me. There was a belt that supposed to go up. I seen all the other belts, but there was a belt also supposed to go up for Jeff and Dave Thomas, right?
Right.
Who the belt go to now?
Since the race did, don't even the race did.
Who the belt go to is
one.
The you know one paid to the father. Who the belt go to?
It's supposed to go to Jeff Rogers.
Well, that's
I'm trying to find out. Did it go to Jeff Rogers?
It's supposed to stay at City Hall because no race happened, so they got to go back at it. They said the race never happened.
Nah. If somebody back out, they got to go to the person that done around and didn't back out. That's how it's got to go.
Yeah.
Then he go back and give those race back at it. You can't tell him what I said because they keep going back.
That's what he said, though. I'm just repeating what he said.
It
was a boxing match. If it was a boxing match for a belt and somebody back out, the other person get it by the default.
Okay, I'm just asking now. Jeff Rogers, you there?
Hey, Joe Gray. Hey, Joe.
No, wait a minute, James. In boxing, if you have to beat the champ to get the belt.
Jeff, my main man, 100 grand, right? Jeff, my main man, 100 grand. I don't care what that belt said on it, right?
Hold on. Hey, James,
race before.
James, you're wrong.
He got a
that,
big
James.
Star car that he raced before to run for that belt in any amount of money he want to race for.
Hey, James,
huh?
You're wrong on that about the boxing.
You said you got a big tire car that want to run, Jeff, any amount of money you want to run for?
I don't think that belt was better than the DMV or something, right?
I
know they had another belt, so but they didn't put that belt out there. Somebody got to win it.
Yeah, they do.
He's trying to throw Gotham City out there. That's what he's trying to throw out there.
God damn, Wood, man. I got you my homie, Wood. You go ahead and tell him, man. See, his shit was posted on the internet, too. But we don't give a fuck about that. I promise you.
You hear
me? Hey, listen. I know.
Fuck about
whatever was posted.
I know
that's what you
was going with.
Hmm. Well.
Hey, Joe. Joe.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on here. I'm on here now. I'll run Gotham City anytime he fucking wants to run.
Tell that show enough.
Go get Wicked Chicken and put that belt up, and we'll run for that belt.
It should be happening right now, and now Gotham City should be trying to take it away from you. That's how it's supposed to be.
Wicked Bird is getting paid by David O or something. Somebody's getting paid off. I mean, how the fuck you not? How you got all that car, that big program? You're the baddest motherfucker in the world. And you can't get up on the start line at 7:30 like you said. And what the fuck?
It's Jeff Rogers. Jeff Rogers.
Yeah.
I made it an analogy. If two boxers was boxing, and they go into the ring, and they don't box, one just decides to quit. What happens to the belt?
It goes to the one that wanted to fight?
No, I thought you – listen. If two boxers, the champ and a challenger, the champ just say he break his hand.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, hold on.
I didn't say that.
Hold on. Listen. I said if the champ box somebody, let's say I break my wrist a week before the boxing match.
I'm saying they're there. They both there.
They in the ring. We was both in the ring.
They didn't ever get in the ring because they never made it to the start line.
No, they didn't. They did make it in the ring. They did make it in the ring. The ring is the track. As soon as they pulled in MIR,
the
they
ring
pulled
is
into the
starting line.
Hold on. I can tell this one. This is how we can tell right now. Jeff, did you beat Illuminati before?
Yeah.
All right, then he's a champ. So the belt is up there for grabs.
And another thing too, the race was locked in when we came through the gate. When both guys came through the gate, the race was locked in. So the race is locked in.
He backed the fuck out. I mean, that motherfucker, y'all being ashamed of himself. He's a band.
Jeff,
motherfucker
did you get money in your pocket that day? Jeff, did you get money
put
in your
pocket
that day?
Yeah.
Did you get money put in your pocket? All right,
yeah, but I didn't want that. Look, I wanted to expose that weak motherfucker. I wanted to expose him for what he is.
But
weak.
Jeff got money put in his pocket.
I'm talking
that
about
means,
the analogy
that
James
means
said.
Jeff
I
won.
Talking about, no, but hey, Fat Albert, it's
no,
I don't care. Look, I don't give a damn who got the belt. I got a belt right now I'm looking at. I don't give a fuck about a belt. I'm just talking about the way James broke it down about the boxing.
Yeah,
don't
take
on
your
belt
on.
You would be wrong.
You would be wrong according to the rules for the boxing, James. If you say that, you're wrong.
Because
you
be
wrong.
Listen. Hold on, man. If somebody beat somebody already and he's the champion, I done beat you once. Now you're trying to get come back and get me, and then you forfeit the race. I'm still on top, so I should still get the belt. I'm on top. So what the fuck is the belt? Only me and David can race for it? Nobody else can race for the belt?
No. No. Well, Jeff, you got to talk to the man that made the belt. That's all.
I
don't know why you
asking me. I'd rather have a timing belt than that piece of shit. Fuck, I need a belt.
James, I just texted to you, James. It said for that boxing analogy, you're wrong.
No. Listen to what I said. If both fighters go into a ring going for a belt, listen to what I'm saying. Neither one of them have it.
Right.
And they get into that ring, and one just said, "I ain't going." The other one don't get it.
No, that's not how it goes.
No, the belt go back. The belt go
back
to the ring.
It says the rules state that. If you cannot defend your title once in 24 months, you'll
not
be stripped of the championship.
It's not a title.
It's a title fight.
Vacant title. That's what they were saying.
Nobody got the belt.
The belt.
It's a vacant title.
The belt would go. The belt would go back to the WBA, WBO, WBC, IBF, and you would have the opportunity to fight another opponent upon your immediate return for a tune-up fight. If not, you don't do so within 24 months. That's the title. That's the rules for the belt.
That's if you have the title. I'm talking about, let's say, the elimination route.
James, it's the same thing, James.
Get the title.
Title and the belt. And the belt is nothing but a title.
If two boxers got in the ring.
Neither one of them has the belt. Or the
yeah,
title.
If two boxers
and
in the ring, they don't
the
have a
ring.
Title. They fighting for
and
a title, and one of them don't fight.
Don't y'all say Illuminati has got the belt or whatever the title, whatever that is.
Oh, he didn't have it.
He didn't have. Neither one of them had.
Neither one of them had. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what we try to tell you, James. They said it goes back to the WBA, WBC, and it goes back to this. Because
who
neither one of them
can
claim the title because you got to fight.
James,
you got
to
actually fight.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
Hey, James, I got a question for you. The Prime Minister want to know if you can be a Gordo Grace.
What?
Man, who making all that noise? All that noise in the background.
Yeah, a lot of static.
Brian F.
Hey, the Prime Minister of Russia, James.
Listen,
the Prime Minister of Russia want to know,
is
you going to be?
I was on mute.
Hold tight.
Who's the Prime Minister
hear me
of Russia?
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you, Avon. Go ahead, buddy.
The Prime Minister of Russia want to know, is James Comey going to be at Gordo's race with his car?
I know who that is.
If I be here, I'm going to be on motor.
Of course.
And who's the Prime Minister of Russia?
What did he say?
I'll bet you the Prime Minister of Russia is Zeus.
Yeah, but then they were saying,
if I come to that track, I'll be on motor.
Yeah, meet Jeff, whoever man that is.
There's a young lady talking in the background. Yes, he's. Wait a minute, Joe, trying to find that person.
Oh, so I didn't know. Yeah, I saw something
This was another.
Well, what do you charge? For how much, baby?
We saw it too.
Get some kind of work that you do with it, that then you might charge you.
Yeah, they're telling everything, ain't it?
Boy,
and if he says he ordered some sex toys or something, boy, everybody gonna die laughing on this
motherfucker. Is that one working already, though? I mean, it's working fine, but it's going to change out.
You sure it's working fine?
That rose
Come
ain't
on,
working.
Who got the latest?
Whatever
that
was.
Avon, that rose she ordered ain't work.
I know.
Hey,
Fat Albert.
Yo.
Did you get the answer? Did you get the answer from James Cormick?
He said he gonna be there, but his car's gonna be on motor.
His car gonna be on motor. That's his problem.
That's
not a problem. That's not a problem. Who is this Russian guy? Are you talking about?
Won't be coming out there.
Avon, he wants to know who the prime minister of Russia.
They also trying.
What's the problem?
They also want to get
so that they can. Who's the prime minister of Russia?
The prime minister of Russia, he's from Russia. He's Russian.
Sure that's what it is. But if you don't give it to him at your house.
If you don't give it to him at your house.
I don't know how often they're
taking
it. Hey, Joe, why don't you cut them off? Who is that?
I'm trying to find it right now. I'm going through it now. I'm trying my best.
And then they upgraded at some point, and it was all electronic.
Hey, we'll be Jeff at
electronics.
Where's who?
Hey, Joe, you gotta go. We'll be Jeff down.
It's off. Who's that?
Is that it?
Big Jeff Rogers. JJ, who's
that? No, they still on.
I wasn't thinking that it was that you used that. Because I thought it was something else.
Who wife talking in the background? Somebody wife talking. Who wife having that conversation?
I thought it was the.
Yeah, what the hell?
After I took all that stuff out, I said, "Oh, wait a minute, that's not what this is."
I done went through the whole damn thing. So all the way down the bottom again.
Yeah,
you went through the whole thing.
That ain't me, Joe. Stop muting me. I'm trying to get on Jeff Rogers' ass.
I was trying to see what the hell.
Got it now.
Who's that? You got it, Joe.
I think they cut their own damn self off.
Oh, they
like,
cut their own self off.
Who it was.
Nope. No, I can see
her now. Who the prime minister of Russia? That's what I want to know.
Ain't no motherfucking prime minister. Goddamn Putin, the goddamn president.
Well, he said that.
I got a message for Jeff Rogers, man.
What's your message?
That's my dog. I love Jeff Rogers to death. He'd help me in there.
What's your message?
Situation. Man, Gotham City said since it's timed and been posted and all this other shit, either he needs one-on-one or he can wait to, you know, I don't want to put that information out there, but by the time he get ready with his upcoming information, we'll be ready. That's all.
Wait a minute. Your impeachment need to one-on-one. Is that what he said?
Yeah, because his time has been shown.
What the fuck?
Oh, Lord.
You the one that brought him up.
I didn't bring him up. I know he's slow. I seen how slow he was. I didn't think he was that slow.
Well, look, but Jeff, he beat you, though, Jeff. He beat you.
Different circumstance.
He beat you.
That's why he beat me. He could run me just like he is. Head up. He beat me. Why don't I give a motherfucker one-on-one if you said he beat me?
Because you already know where you go now.
Make that make sense.
That's
he was the one on one.
That shit was public 2 days ago.
That don't make sense. Huh?
Hey, sure enough. If he beat Jeff, why the hell is he acting for the one and one?
Because Jeff knows what he's going for.
Because I'm going to tell you what the man said in your words, Roy, verbatim.
Sound weak.
This is what he said. He said, now his shit has been shown. Because really, to be honest with you, that ain't even, you know, I ain't going to say too much. But anyway.
No, keep
Jeff
talking.
Got,
keep
Jeff,
talking.
Jeff got a program he's working on. He said he's going to wait for that. That's what he said. Because I asked Brian the same question tonight.
No,
with y'all times being shown.
You sound like the person that you just beat.
Who just beat?
Showing up. You sound like the person you just beat.
I didn't ask. Listen, showing up. I did not ask you. I didn't say I wanted to run here.
You didn't. But I was trying to get you some action for
you
that belt,
asked,
man.
You said you had somebody.
That belt say the baddest in the DMV.
You said you had somebody for me, and I said, well, get the motherfucker that. You asked for the race.
Yeah, and I told him that.
I didn't ask for I don't pick on slow cars like that. I need somebody fast. That slow motherfucker
man,
there can't
hey,
even
look,
be the small block.
Yeah, I love you like a brother, dog. I'm gonna tell you verbatim, okay? I said that because I know how they feel about what your car run or however they think your car run. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
They shit was posted, so whether you're faster than that or not, they like, all right, well, it's posted now, so if you want to run, you got to give me something because he know where we go. Or he can wait to, I guess, whatever you're working on get right and whatever they're working on getting right. That's
no, he's talking about whatever he's working on gets right. I'm ready right now. I don't need to get right. I stay right. I'm ready. With that big car. So he's working on something. He's working on that other motor. He's working on that motherfucker he blew up. That's what he's trying to tell you.
That bitch together. They just don't like showing everything at once. That's all.
Well, stick the big one in there and show me.
Spicy, man. Maybe call him on three-way.
I'm just saying.
I didn't
ask for the race. You asked for the fucking race, and now you want to sidestep. I don't care if he wants to run, but run. You know what I mean?
I heard they got a baddest in the DMV belt, and I got to go with the home team. I feel like they're the baddest in the DMV because they've been wrecking shit. Hadn't that race not got split with the rain or the weather or whatever, a curfew, it would have
been not
home.
In the DMV, though. Y'all not even in the DMV, though.
Bro, we live in Virginia. What are you talking about? My area code is 757. I was the very first
They live in Virginia.
Back with me.
I got a North Carolina number on my other phone. I got two phones. I
they live
in Fort Bragg when I was in the Army. That's all that is. I'm Virginia,
they
though.
They live
down
there.
Virginia. Don't they rep that track over there that I went to?
Out of Banks.
Right.
Man, we don't rep that shit. We own that shit. It's a difference. We don't rep that shit. We own that shit. I got the baddest small block out that bitch, and we got the baddest big block out that bitch. You can come out there with a small block and see if I don't change your mind.
What day you gonna be there? What day you gonna be there, Shonoff?
Don't start no shit you can't finish.
We had two cars.
Fat Albert. We took two cars down there to run Stone Up, and he fucking didn't go. So don't go there.
Uh-oh. I knew that was coming.
What was this?
You know
what
when.
What's the car you took down there?
We took his little car down there, the turbo car, and we took Travi down there, and he wouldn't go. So don't do that.
You took who? You took Travi and who?
DeQuil.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I ain't go that day. You're right. I'm going to tell you why, bro. That was a brand new setup. I was just going out there to test. I knew they were going to have small tire cars down there. Maybe the prep would have been decent. But I can go down that bitch and go down that motherfucker.
on a dirt road tune-up. I promise you, I done won 50. I ain't going to tell you how much I won down that bitch. But I done fought the local boys up. That's why I tell them to bat the small block around this bitch. The local boys with a small block can't go down there and get down there like I do.
Sure enough, I just got a text, and I'm going to read a bird bail.
Avon.
Here it comes. They say, you the baddest small block. They just text me and say, well, damn, that says a lot for all the small blocks in that area.
Hey, look, let me tell you like this. It's only one small block in my area code that can beat me, okay? And y'all know what that motherfucker run. Quote, unquote. Do you understand?
Hey, listen. Hey, but the only thing about that Outer Banks, it's a good track. It's nice and wide, got a good service, but it is not very radio friendly. The only reason I would always have that motherfucker to run Al Boogie with them radios on. He had radios. He done flew in just what's them boys from Florida. Father and son,
yeah, Chris, yeah,
big
I was there. I was there, Jeff.
Big
what
country,
was the new
big
one? Goddamn, Corey Swanstrom and all of them. I was there.
Yeah, they flew them big and country. Had them down there tuning on it. And what happened? The motherfucker paid me punk out money because he can't get down the track. Then I went all the way down
there
again. I went all the way down there again to run that goddamn Hercules car. What happened? I get punk out money. I'm tired of chasing punk. Fuck every time
hey,
got a radio
hey,
on
Jeff.
It. Pay me punk out. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, I bet you won't run Gotham City down that bitch, though.
Here we go again.
You just said it's
Here
your
we
track.
Go again.
Listen, you just said it's your track. You might see my time. You probably look at my fucking time slip.
Nah, hold on, wait. It ain't my track like that, bro. Hey, let me tell you. They don't race there enough.
Hey,
that track opens up like once every 2 months. Because
the owners,
we got another track within 30 minutes of that track, and they beefing. So anytime they throw a race at Outer Banks, Northeast, which is in Hertford, North Carolina, throw a race, and they get all the cars because everybody knows, hey, they race there all the fucking time. The prep will be halfway decent, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So
but
Outer Banks open up like once every 2 months.
But Teachman,
it's a great track. Huh?
But then Teachman used to own that track. He owned that track.
Yeah, they used to own it. Yeah. Yep, he does.
Well, they got a big race there this weekend, riding the race. They got Scotty G and all of them coming up there.
Man, Scotty G can get down that bitch. He going to score a fuck now. Which for a big tire, it ain't bad because they know how to prep it. Actually, Jamie Teachman, Jim Teachman's son, one of the Teachman boys, showed them how to fucking press it, but they just don't do it enough, so they're not accurate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that bitch you got done work for a big tire car, I promise you that. Jeff, I bet you won't run Gotham City down that bitch. He going to tie five.
Hey, how many times you going to say that?
Hey, look, hey, Fat Al, he can't run for 365 days. He showed his time.
<can't run>
I went down that bitch. I went down that bitch over that stop block and fucked a couple of them boys up.
Man, you going to fucking
top
50s. Go. I get I'm going to fucking 5 second car down any track. God damn.
What you say, Jeff? Jeff, say that again.
A 5 second car go down any fucking track. The
hey,
hell?
Jeff, you looked at my... Hey, Jeff. When we was at the lot, you looked at Flat's car with me, and then you looked at my car. You don't believe that car. You wouldn't bet $1,000. You wouldn't bet $100,000 that motherfucker run a 550, goddamn. And I ain't even got $100,000, but I bet you. I take that bitch out tonight on the street. I bet you I can go faster than the 550.
Great.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no goddamn horse
track. Let's get the ET board up and let's get busy.
But look, I'll get back
to
this Russia.
I see everybody turn the fucking boards on. Everybody turn the boards on. Let's go. What the fuck? Everybody knows now. What the hell you going to do?
But look, back in the day, we raised more with the clocks was cracked on.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Because you know, anything can happen. Anybody can win any fucking pass. You can red light, wheel stand, blow the tires off, motor shut off, half track, ass brine. All kinds of shit can happen. But now, it looks like me and Brian got a race. We only showed time.
Yeah.
Brian.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. The way that bitch left home, boy, I can't wait to see that bitch stick. And that bitch really stick and hold it down, that motherfucker going to run.
Well, the problem was, we've been out. We made 15 passes on that motherfucker, and we never got off the start line. Then we found out what was wrong with it, and we took a shot in the dark. And the motherfucker was too much. But, you know, we was willing to gamble. I mean, the money was up. So what the fuck is the difference? That's why I don't know why Brian didn't go at that. Brian didn't want to take the L. Because his money was already in the pot. He couldn't pull the money back out the pot. He could have took a chance and won. The money was up. He couldn't get your money back.
What are you talking about, man?
Your money was up, Brian. You couldn't get it back out the pot. What the hell was you going to do?
No, I was not going to take a chance. I go out there. Slow down. I was not going to take a chance. I go out there and that motherfucker cut off on me again, and this bitch get an easy win on me, and then don't run me back.
He wouldn't run me back.
Man, that shaky motherfucker. I had to get him in a shootout to fucking racing. I mean, what the fuck, man? You know, I ain't had to get Jamal in no shootout to race him. He bet the money and we raced.
I'm sure when you get your car together,
back straight, I ain't got to get in no shootout to run you. We'll put up money and we'll race.
You know, Brian, listen. They showed them times, right? But next time you talk to your tuner, tell him what I said. Ask him what I said. Tell you I was dead on. I was dead on one of these.
What's that?
Cars.
You tell me the car close the cars are.
We can't really gauge
Ricky on that race because you know he bought somebody else's motor, so you know his motor was slower.
Uh-oh.
I mean, he probably had the little bitch motor in there.
Hey, Brad,
he was hanging around him like a little puppy dog. he probably had a little bitch in there, Aaron. Little bitch Aaron. He probably had his motor in there.
Oh.
That little bitch.
Wait,
right.
What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Hey, you seen him stuck up under Ricky like that? When have you seen him stuck up under Ricky like that? Man, come on, man. He stuck up under Ricky watching his motherfucking investment, making sure they don't do nothing stupid.
All right, let's go. Brad, you crazy. Hey, Avon, where Avon go?
Hey, man, well, I mean, it's the truth, man. It's the truth, man. The man is a little bitch. You know? And I was not going to go out there and let no little bitch riding on Ricky's coattail get no easy win on me. It ain't happening. You know what I mean? Hey, man, I come there to race, man. And... you know, I had an unfortunate situation. But, like I said, the Lord look out for fools and babies. Me and Jeff are two biggest fools on this motherfucker. So that's why we didn't get our time. So.
Hey, look, it's fine. I tell you what really helped me out is when I was told to race that goddamn in that, what is it called, fucking Keyboard National? Keyboard, whatever the fuck they call it.
Right.
I told that guy I was racing. Look, I'm just going to line up and get these 5 points. I'm only going to make a 330 pass. I'm going to let you win. So go ahead and get us through there, and I'll take off behind you. And because I got to race, you know, I got to race later. I don't want to, I ain't going to be in a shootout. I just need a 330 hit. Well, that fucker went down and pulled his parachute. He pulled his two parachutes and got stuck in the track. He had a momentum getting him off the track. So my shit got to 190 degrees. I had to back up. If he didn't do that, I would have passed down through there, and they would have my time up there.
Yeah. Come on, Toronto.
Hey, Roy, you're too late to get on the show, Roy.
Say what?
I said you're too late to get on the show. Brian Teachman want to get up here.
Call him on three-way.
You got a three-way
it's
a man. Bring him in.
It's going to echo bad, man. I did that before. It echoed bad.
Well, somebody got three-way a man. Was he on speaker when you bought him in? If he was on speaker when you bought him in, And that'll cause it to echo, but if he ain't on speaker, it really shouldn't echo.
Oh, shit.
What are we talking about showing up? He probably got one of them cricket phones.
Nah, man. Here I got motherfucking AT&T on both of these bitches.
Hey, if y'all seen all them times,
how fast is Jojo Wales, girl? Hey, man, huh? I'm not going to say that on here. You better go look it up yourself.
You're
not going to put that out there.
Hey, man, that's some bullshit, man. That's some bullshit, man.
I know
hey,
it was.
Jeff, no bullshit.
Hey,
on
you got to tell me.
Hey, Jeff, I heard he went faster than you. Going on mute.
Look, that's why they wanted the 101. But listen, I ain't dumb. I got all. Hey, I got every one of them motherfucking times screenshot on my phone. Want me to send them to you? I got all of them.
I don't want to say them because I got them too.
Hey, I'm going to try and call Brian on three-way. Hold tight, y'all.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, brother.
Yes, sir.
Brother, how you going to call somebody a bitch and they almost knock you down on the ground?
Oh, that's what I want to know.
How did he almost knock me down on the ground?
The man pushed you so hard you fell right inside your teammate. They had to hold you like a baby and then jack you up and took you to your trailer. Come on, man.
You're a clown ass nigga, man. Let's talk about what really happened. No. I'm not getting mad. I'm getting ready to tell you what happened. Since you want to come on here with that bullshit, let's tell what happened. You wasn't even over there. Hey, man, you always cooning for these motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about you, man. They don't even claim you as a crew. And you always cooning for these motherfuckers. I don't understand it. But you always cooning for them. Is that a Delaware thing?
Let me tell you what happened then.
Since you want to come on here talking that bullshit, let me tell you what happened. He's a cold bitch. He's a bitch. No, man, this bullshit lit coon ass nigga always coming out here cooning for them boys, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Your whole crew had to put you in the elbow lock and get you the fuck out of here, man.
Don't come that ain't too much. Hey, Albert, you tell him what happened then. Wait a minute, hold up. Since you want to come on here capping. Hey, shut the fuck up, nigga, and let me talk.
Did he push? No, we're gonna tell the whole story.
You're gonna come on here telling half the story like a little bitch. You must got some bitch in you too. But you come and tell him part of the story. Tell the whole fucking story since you know so much. Hey, you must got some bitch in you too. You come on here chatting with some bullshit, gonna tell part of the story. Tell the whole story. Tell the whole story.
He's a bitch. It doesn't make him not a bitch.
Fucking grabbed me to stop me from getting at him. So what does that do?
He didn't come back at me.
He ran back.
The man told you come on out in this motherfucking lane. I'll do something to you, boy. Stop it. Don't come on here.
Did you see Boo Bowman pick me up and walk away with me? He didn't come down there. He didn't come at me.
Brian, I saw the whole thing. I was standing right there. Brian was getting ready to get the Ricky's ass.
Hey, Cliff, how the fuck was it an opportunity in space? I had motherfucking King Kong holding me. How the fuck is it an opportunity in space?
King Kong holding you? What, you had him holding you all day long?
Did he hold you all day long? Did he hold you all day long? Hold on. I got a question for you. So, in other words, you want me to beat your man ass? Is that what you want me to do?
You, man, then you'd have got that ass with
him. So you want me to beat his ass?
Damn near knocked you down.
Ain't no man damn near knock me down nothing. Hey, man, shut the fuck up. Hey, mute his mic so I can tell y'all what happened. Mute his mic. Are you going to let me talk? 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 He's a bitch. And I said it. I said he's a bitch. So what? Hey, man, I come here to race. Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Hey, you was a bitch. You was a biscuit little bitch. You was a biscuit little bitch. You was a biscuit little bitch. So what you say, you want to take his place? You want to take his place? You want to take his place?
Hey, Brian.
All y'all motherfuckers come out with that gangster shit. Hey, let me tell you bitch-ass motherfuckers, man. Y'all motherfuckers always want to come on here with that popping that gangster shit like y'all gangsters. You not no motherfucking gangster, man. You was just on here crying like a little bitch when Fat Albert popped off on your ass. You was on there fucking on live feed crying like a little fucking girl. When Fat Albert popped off on your bitch ass, you on live feed crying like a little girl. Why are they willing to shoot me? Why are they willing to shoot me? Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. You ain't built for this. Ain't none of you motherfuckers built for this up there in Delaware. Now do something. Now you want to take it? You want to? Hey, I'm telling you like this.
You ain't telling me like nothing. You ain't telling me like a motherfucking thing.
Hey, man, the motherfucker got mad at me because he couldn't stand. Well, let me tell you what happened. The motherfucker got mad at me because he couldn't stand the words I was popping off at him. And when I went to walk off, he come walking up behind me, chest bumping me in the back. I turned around and put my chest in his face and backed him up about 5 or 10 steps, and then finally he pushed me back off of him. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when everybody got in between us. That's what the fuck happened. That's what the fuck happened. So when I walked his bitch ass down, why he ain't swing? Because he's a bitch. He's a bitch, and I put my chest in his face, and I walked him down like the bitch he was. That's what he is. He's a bitch.
And he pushed your ass into that.
And he pushed me. So what? Why he ain't hit me? Why he ain't hit me?
What I'm saying is,
I walked him down. I backed him up about 5 or 6 feet. I walked him down like the bitch he is. I walked him down. He's a bitch, and you're a bitch for coming on here trying to defend him. He's a bitch. Now you were talking about the man pushed me, but you didn't say when I backed him back up. When I backed him down before he pushed me. After the fact, I got up and hey, look.
Listen,
I told him he's a bitch. That's right. I said he's a bitch. And you's a bitch. Now what? I said he's a bitch and you's a bitch. Now what? I just told the whole story. I walked his bitch ass down. I backed his bitch ass up and he pushed me up off him. So what? So what? So what?
When you see what's Mac one, so what? You right.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Listen, see, there's another thing that goes on. Just you see this little fuck nigga right here? You's a biscuit lip ass fuck nigga is what you is. You's a biscuit lip ass fuck nigga is what you is. Yeah, but think about it. And now you biting off of Maddox. Man, be original, man. You sitting there fucking taking up for a motherfucker that don't even claim you as a motherfucking crew.
Oh,
bitch ass nigga. Motherfucking nigga, the motherfucker, y'all been running down to San Antonio, running behind this man, and he was sitting there, kid on there, telling us, well, I don't know why they came down here. I don't fuck with them like that. You know what I'm saying? Man, y'all motherfuckers,
hey, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brian.
If he said it good for him, he said it good for him. But I know different.
Huh?
I know different.
Hey, Brian.
What y'all say?
Hey,
man, fuck that nigga, man. Fuck that nigga. He running behind that little motherfucking faggot. He running behind a bitch because he's a bitch. A bitchy little pussy ass motherfucker. Go cry. Go cry. Go cry. You don't lie if he's crying like a little bitch. I don't know why Fat Albert want to shoot at me. I don't know why Fat Albert want to shoot at me, man. I'm just playing, man. I mean, what the fuck? You bitch ass nigga, you. You bitch ass nigga, you. You bitch ass. Broke.
But you want to come on and come to the track.
You wait a minute, did you just call me broke?
Man, get the fuck out
wait a minute,
here.
Hold up. Did you just call me broke?
You heard me. You
nigga,
heard
I bet a nigga for $25,000 and you call me broke.
You
I bet a nigga for murder you got in your whole motherfucking operation. I bet a nigga for more than you making, what, 6 months? Get the fuck out of here,
that's
man.
Why that's why you stuttered. Like I said, use a bitch.
Hey, man, what you little bitch-ass niggas like you need to do is stay in your fucking tax bracket. I ain't in your tax bracket and you ain't in my lane. You $5-ass bitch. I just told the story.
Hey,
I just told the story. You tell the whole story. You tell the story how I walked that bitch ass nigga down.
Your whole life.
Motherfucker.
And you got pushed
motherfucker.
Down.
Motherfucker.
And you got pushed down.
Okay, well. All right.
And you got pushed down. What's the matter?
Who fought it?
You
ain't up. This motherfucker said I got pushed down.
Okay. I don't like you, man.
I'm going to tell you the truth. It ain't too many of these motherfuckers I don't like, but you're one of the ones I don't like. Because can you get on here capping, trying to be somebody that you ain't, man? You're a cold bitch, man. Ain't nobody pushed me on no motherfucking ground.
Motherfucker pushed you down, boy.
Nigga, ain't nobody pushed me down nothing, man. You're a lying bitch-ass little motherfucker.
Your daddy should have nutted in the fucking toilet, man.
Your daddy should have nutted in the fucking toilet, man.
Hey, fuck you, little faggot bitch.
Since Marcus decided to show his face in here, what Bigfoot want to do Labor Day?
This went all the way left. Hey, Avon.
Because he's a bitch. That's why I went all the way left. He's a straight up bitch, man.
Hey,
yo, the dude is a bitch, man.
Is Avon still on there? Avon.
Somebody got to add him right now.
Avon, Joe Gray, you need to wake up. Can I get a box of other them? Where's Avon? Fuck all that.
Avon over here somewhere.
Avon.
Hey, hold on, Mark. Let them guys lock the race, and if they lock, let them the deals out the way first. Nobody showing up. Hey, listen, right?
These dumb motherfuckers, they think I fucking hurt my motor.
I don't want to hear all that.
These dumb motherfuckers think I hurt my motor. I've been trying to race these bitches. I beat them like they motherfucking runaway slaves.
I beat these motherfuckers like runaway slaves.
Come on, man.
They say I'm a slow crab walking motherfucker. Who hurt the motor? If I hurt the motor, why am I trying to lock you in?
This motherfucker just came on here talking about he beat some fucking body, but wouldn't bet no fucking dollar at the 500. This bitch ass motherfucker on here talking some dumb ass shit. You paid him over $3,500. Your bitch ass want to sit there and cry about all the motherfuckers. We couldn't get $1 out of your bitch ass. And you want to sit there and talk shit? What the fuck is you talking about, man?
Motherfucker, other than the 27th, I gotta take my fucking son out of town. Nigga, I wouldn't give a damn if he had taken a motherfucker's face, motherfucker.
Hey, look, Marcus, you're 2,500 to my 5,000. Head up Bigfoot Labor Day. What's up? Lock in the whole pack right now.
Hey, listen. Lay this dick on your back. Can you do that? Lay this dick on your back,
man,
motherfucker. I said, Cajon Nationals, motherfucker. Come on, Cajon Nationals, and I'll show you. You ain't got enough weight, boy. You too thin to win, motherfucker. You too thin to win.
Hey, I just want to know why you didn't say that to Brian F. to say you gonna say it in his face.
No, don't go there. Hey, Fat Albert.
Who was that?
Yo.
Avon is,
I ain't got no problem with Brown Epps. I never had no problem with Brown Epps. But I tell him what it is. Motherfuck Brown Epps. And whoever
Avon.
Else.
Hey, Avon.
Shit.
Yeah. Motherfuck you too, you tater head bitch.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Roy.
Yes.
I'm talking to you, bro. Hey, listen, I'm talking to you.
Hey, Roy, I don't want
to
deal with him. Roy, hey, Taylor, I don't want to deal with him.
Y'all carry on with the show. Hey, Roy, you got locked in right from my car. He said he's not going to run you, Sean.
Listen, though, man.
The deal's too good. I run Bigfoot 20. They 2,500 to my 5,000. And I run ODB, head up, or matter of fact, no. He got everything in drag race for 5,000. At William Brown and Vince
with that. I don't know why y'all even still talking about that. It's the way they ain't racing.
I want it. Both of us is knocking the tires off.
Man, who cares? We talking about something. They ain't racing you.
Why are you continue talking this shit? They ain't racing you. That shit is over with.
Avon. Excuse me, Avon.
He's worse than the damn incest big mom.
Avon is on the show.
What? I said what a thousand times.
Cajones Nationals. Try me in Showtime. Heads up. The 3,000 are better. 500 on 3,000. Me and you, heads up. One shake down the beat. Cajones Nationals.
Slow up, Mark.
Who you want to hold it?
I can't hear what you said, man. Say it again. Try me.
First Showtime. My car. Heads up. Me and you. I shoot. You come with your turbo. One shake down the piece. Cajones Nationals.
Who you want to hold?
No, off the trailer, Mo.
I don't race off the trailer.
Straight off the ranch.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Well,
we're not coming in and shaking down. I ain't shaking down. We're going to shake down on your ass.
Hey, Mark. Yes, sir. Them bitch ass niggas scared of me, ain't they? Them bitch ass niggas scared, boy. Jeez, man, I respect it, man. Y'all can't figure it out, man. Leave it alone.
Bro, they
can't figure it out.
I'm giving them everything they want. They're scared, bro.
Shut up.
Just let that shit go.
Listen. I'm going to say this, and I'm done with this shit. I really am done with it. This motherfucker will come over here and talk about betting 5,000. The motherfucker ain't never ran for over 1,500. Man, kiss my dry ass. Don't miss me with the bullshit. I don't give a fuck if you gave me everything in drag racing. I told you to your face.
We don't want to fuck with
I wasn't interested. So what the fuck did you say he pressing on? You pressing on a bitch with a dry pussy and need some dick. I'm being real. What you pressing for? Now go back to your corner. Go back to your corner where in Virginia where you swear you fast dog. If you only knew what I know, you would really shut the fuck up and go sit in the corner and just drink some fucking rainwater for real. You don't know nothing. And I'm being real. Now I'm back on
this. First of all, this bitch has never said more than two words. This nigga's talking to me about fucking bitch ass. Oh God. You know what I'm saying?
You a motherfucking liar, motherfucker. Matter of fact, I had your soul. I took your soul with that off the trailer pass. You sat there looking like a weird little fucking duckling with the off the trailer hit. You sat there crying like a motherfucker and everything else. And when I came back to you.
Anton, you was up here, right? You realize you
came right back to you after I hit the tires.
You said you'll take the head up here. And Marcus called you a bitch.
Man,
I'm not locking the pot in. I'll put up 500 on 3,000. Me and you heads up.
We'd be in the lanes by 3 o'clock.
Pick it up, man.
A little later than 3, but, you know, a little later.
I'd be in there.
3
o'clock
late.
I want some Bigfoot on Patreon. Pick the time later than 3 o'clock.
Huh?
I want some Bigfoot off the trail.
Hold on, Sam. Let them boys get this shit off, Sam. Let them boys get this shit off.
All right. Who you want to hold it?
Don't matter to me.
Okay. I give my money to Fat Albert. I ain't in shit show. I'm putting my money up Friday. You put yours up Friday. We be locked in as of Friday. I run your heads up. If 2 or 3 o'clock is not, 3 o'clock is not good enough for you, we come up with a time. I'm not waiting all day around because I want to get somebody else for that same day.
That's fine. So, lock me another. Don't matter. You can lock somebody in earlier than that.
No, it ain't going to be no early night because it might be hot. I know the track.
All right, then. Well, then I don't want to
get Fat Albert. I ain't doing all that back and forth. We ain't got doing no show. I get with Fat Albert on Friday. I give him my deposit. You give him your deposit. You get in the lane, heads up.
Hey,
we done had smooth as like that.
Hey, Sammy. Sammy.
Okay.
Talk to me.
I got $20. Don't get locked Friday. Better
not. I lock mine right now.
Hey, Zeus, I ain't talking about you, Zeus. I'm not talking about you. Zeus, I'm not talking about you. I got $20. Oh, hold up. James Corney. I got $20. Better know, James.
You could bet. You ain't got to go nowhere else. You could bet it all here.
Hey, I know. I want James or Sammy to bet.
You
didn't
my motherfucking
like
money.
Look.
Damn,
I want Bigfoot off the trailer.
Hey, you got maybe that $20 first. Hello?
Bet him, Sam.
Goddamn, Fat Albert, cut my
Hello?
Goddamn mic off.
What? Say it again. What's the bet? What's the bet?
I said I got $20 that the race don't get locked.
Damn. Bet him, Ben.
Come on, man.
Hey, Marcus.
All right, that's
Marcus.
That's a
bad one. It ain't gonna be on Zeus, Sam.
But you have to lock me in now.
Hey,
but
hey,
you have to lock me in now.
Mark. No, Sam, you said bet.
Zeus ain't gonna be the problem.
Hey, Marcus, can you talk like man?
Who is that? No, I don't want to talk to you, man. I don't want to fuck with you from here on out. Nope.
I'm good. I'm walking up for me. All right. That's good enough for me.
I want Littlefoot off the trailer.
Can I get James Corbin on here? No, it's my turn now. It's my turn. I want Littlefoot off the trailer.
Ray Rock, I can't beat you. Ray Rock.
What you want, Zeus?
What you want to do?
I'm going to be on Moda.
I don't even have the nitrous on there. What you coming out for motor for? Ain't no motor cars out there.
Oh, there's plenty of motor cars up there.
Any motor cars? What you need on
I
motor?
I thought it was a motor set up anyway.
Say that again. Who said that?
Man, Bigfoot got one-on-one off the trailer. Littlefoot got one-on-one off the trailer.
Y'all motherfuckers funny.
Hello. It's been too quiet in
so
here.
So, Mark. Who's,
Bigfoot.
Mark. Who
Littlefoot
you,
got
who
one-on-one
you
off the trailer.
Huh? Mark, who you locking in Friday?
I'm going to send the money for Zeus. Me and Zeus, heads up. Pickup truck versus my Mustang.
Marcus bet $20 that it don't get locked in.
I got 20, 40, 60, 80, 100 for him, too.
In other words, you're saying it won't be you.
It won't be me. I got 20, 40, 60, 80 for everybody on this phone.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mark.
Yo.
You driving, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Heads up, 438 mile, small blocks of peace. That's all I say. My Mustang that y'all, you know, your pickup truck that he know.
I never seen your Mustang a day in my life. I'm going to keep it 100. Keep it a bean.
Okay.
I never seen it.
I got 100.
Nobody's seen it, dude. Nobody's seen it.
Don't worry about it. You'll see it. It's a gay green. It's a gay green.
It's invisible.
You'll see
it's
it.
Invisible.
Yeah, it's invisible.
Hey, y'all.
It's in your inbox, dude.
He's waiting. He's
dude,
waiting for flowers.
It's fake, dude.
Hey, I bet anybody
waiting
up
for
here.
Flowers.
I bet anybody
hey.
Up here. I'm gonna do get locked.
Hold on. Hey, Zeus. I don't have PayPal. I got cash. Yet. I don't have PayPal.
You talking to me, y'all?
Yeah,
I
don't have PayPal. I got cash out.
I got PayPal, Zeus. You can PayPal it to me and I cash out Roy.
Who that talking?
I got cash out, PayPal. You can all send it to me. I can double that money before the 27th.
The Bad Mouth Crew motherfucking Reaper, goddamn.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord. Jordan,
who said that?
One thing. You persistent. You very persistent. I give you that.
Hey, Roy, what did I tell you, man? I said, listen, I want them bitch-ass niggas to think I ain't got oil pressure, so I posted a two-year-old picture until they jump out in it. But I'm not entertaining them. Roy, you got 100% lock-in rights. If they ever decide to change their mind, I don't even want to talk to them, but it ain't going to happen. So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
We know the game. We respectfully decline. There you go.
Okay, there you go. Right there. There go Antoine, right there.
Hey, I know he respectfully declined. You know what I'm saying? Because we went out that bitch with no nitrous on. I can't turn the switch on to the 330.
Man, why this man still talking, man? There's nothing to talk about. It ain't going to happen.
I swear to God, bro, he ain't turned the nitrous switch on until he got to the 330. But anyway, I got $100 that this race between Mark and Buckley get locked. Anybody up here, I got $100 to get locked. This is a gamble. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I'm a gambling motherfucker. And despite what these broke-ass trailer park living ass niggas say, I got
I tell you what, I got a bet for you. I got a bet for you.
Antoine.
I got to watch this. I bet you one penny, it don't get locked. Next.
Hey, look, I took that same thing and raised the fence. Yeah, damn it. So I know Mark going to lock in. And I know Zeus going to lock in because Zeus looking for action. You know what I'm saying? Win or lose. Zeus about that action. But wait, win or lose. Fuck it. So I bet they're going to lock in.
Bitch.
It is what it is.
Sammy, how many cars you got for your
all-steel,
all-glass class, Sammy?
Paid in, or how many people are saying they're coming?
Okay.
I know you got
a nice field
20,
already, though.
I got, so far, 28 coming okay. already. I think 11 or 12 paid.
That's what's up, man. Be a nice
like event. Let me see how many people paid. Let's see. Yeah, I got 11 that paid so far.
Strike.
But you know,
that's how you get shit done.
Marcus, Bigfoot could join the All Steel All Glass, and I call you out the first round and cut your ass.
Hey, Zeus, you got
it.
You got it. Fat Albert, you need a picture of it too, Fat Albert.
A picture of what, Mark?
So you know, so he can't say it's a different car. You know the car, right?
I've seen your car, Mark.
Man.
I know what you mean.
I said okay. Lock, yo.
Hey.
We ain't got to do that.
No problem.
I'm just trying to keep it straight. That's all. No problem.
Ain't nothing to keep straight. You going out there with a loose.
Yeah, if you want, I mean, I know what your car looks like, but if you want to send it to Zeus, that's on you.
Hey, hey, fellas.
But
I don't mean that. I don't like doing shit like this, right, fellas? Right. But this motherfucker trying to carry me, you know what I'm saying? This is just how I feel. Hey, Antoine.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with this guy, man?
Bro, listen, bro, listen.
Leave him alone. He's playing golf. He's playing golf right now.
I'm not trying to race you.
Hey, Sammy, call me on the back line after this, Sammy.
Hey, Antoine, I'm not trying to race you, bro. Listen. But you said I wouldn't bet more than 500 on that race when, in reality, Marcus called that bet. I don't know what y'all had going on or whatever the case may be. That was Marcus' number. And then we sat bet
hey,
like
listen. 500
more. Hey,
boss,
okay?
How long
this
been?
Antoine.
This
I bet you $500 right now. I got more money in my account than you got in yours.